You're listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew.
Hey, Big Hope. Is it that time already?
Already.
It's time to start the show, man.
You.
IBNX.
Radio.
We will. Slick. Hand. Tip. SRT.
Hold up.
Woo! Cam will make you dab. Undefeated, now they mad. I'm Mayweather with the jab. SRT crew kicks it like kicks that leave Ronda dipping. Big dog pitcher like J.J. Watt in the game of chicken sports roundtable. Conversation so amazing, competition so deflated. They looking so Tom Brady. Got facts that'll blow your mind. We roll at the Crimson Tide. As long as every week it's SRT, then we gonna be all right. Bang.
What up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the IBNX studios. It's the SRT crew. We're up in the building once again. Thanks for tuning in. And we are live all the way to 10 o'clock. Maybe just a little after two. But we are live. And obviously, we're in the building doing our thing. Got the crew in the building. Thanks for tuning in once again. Please follow us on the social media network at SRT Radio. Everything that will be Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And please check us out on Facebook, man. It's my main man, D. Will, is rocking their Facebook sports page. And we got a guest coming in tonight, man. We going all the way SEC basketball with it. Since I've been coaching, man, I just call them youngins now. So we got a youngin coming in, Craig Sword, Gump legend. Can I say legend?
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay. So Gump legend being in the building with us tonight. We're going to talk about some college basketball. So we're going to interview him tonight. We're going to talk about the SEC basketball, where it stands. Where does he stand as far as his NBA career? Because he was a senior this past year as they played in the ACC. So, but about to introduce the crew. All the way from Memphis, man. They got a game 7 in that hockey, and I'm pretty sure Lisa would like to hear about that hockey. Got my main man, Slick Money, in the building. What's up, Slick Money?
What up, Kim Folk?
What's happening?
Bankhead legend.
What's happening?
Detroit legend down there.
Oh, really? Wrong.
I'm sorry, Chicago legend.
I was born in Detroit.
My father is in Detroit.
Detroit / Chicago legend.
Thank you.
Yeah, my bad. You know,
you remember that. I forget the Detroit game.
Jeez.
Yeah, I forget the states and cities. But
how you doing, Slick? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I like you in that olive green.
I like you in that Pirates gear.
Appreciate it, folks. This is a sports show.
It is.
I'm trying to stay with that theme. Superhero.
What's going on, Big Slick Money?
Good to see you, pimping.
What's happening with you?
Pimping ain't dead. Freak just scared.
Hey.
Yeah.
Alabama legend.
What's happening?
Roll Tide.
Roll.
D-Jizzle.
Bama.
Got the gold on, 2 chains, 3 chains.
Hey, I'm out here today, man.
You got it on?
Wilding.
Jensen.
Oh,
Jensen. Weekend.
Next weekend.
This weekend.
After this weekend.
The greatest nephew since.
Absolutely.
Since, I don't know. Before time.
Six man
of the year.
SoundCloud.
Yes, sir.
Switch Style Podcast.
Absolutely.
Good to be alive, y'all. Go Nashville Predators.
Yes, game 7 will be tomorrow, and I'm pretty sure we'll talk about it sometime throughout the show. College football champion of the college football world, Mr. D. Will. What's up?
What's happening?
Everything good?
Good. What up, crew?
What's happening?
I'm on cloud 50,000.
Oh, that's up there.
Yeah, that's up there, man.
That's like, past Jesus, ain't
hey,
that's big.
Hey, I talked to him.
That's what's up.
I did. Man, got Youngin coming in, like Big Ho said, man.
Yeah.
Youngin. Proud of Youngin. He doing
exactly.
His thing, man.
Absolutely. And the street GM, man, he goes, say y'all from the sports world, the sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. What's up, Han?
What's going on, Big Ho? What's up, crew?
What up?
I already spoke to y'all, but we're going to do it again.
Every time.
Do it again. Absolutely.
Every person got to speak. What's up?
You got it, baby.
Games of Thrones.
And
boy, you better know.
But y'all, I'm saying, make sure we set out the Facebook Live, folks. Way
yes.
to represent Facebook Live. We here in the building. Thanks for coming in. But before we move forward, you already know who's in the building.
The Jewel of Sports is in the building.
Bling!
What's up, crew?
What's up, Tiff?
Jewel?
I'm gonna kiss my sign Peyton Manning helmet right now.
Whoa!
It's a beautiful thing. You see this Peyton Manning signature right here, and this little nice little Broncos helmet.
When did that get in here?
What is this?
I should get that in.
So you didn't see that?
Oh, yeah, she snuck that in.
Yeah,
you see
yesterday?
Facebook Live. Y'all need to check this out. Yeah, this your girl sign Peyton Manning helmet right here.
Can I hold that for a second? Show my viewers. They want
to
see that.
Shout out to the Alphas of Atlanta.
Hard. Then some guy talk about the Broncos.
Yeah,
you chatted this week.
Absolutely,
we will see it.
So let them see it.
Yeah, the Alphas. Shout out to the Alphas of Atlanta, Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. They had their second annual Kentucky Derby event. They call it the Alpha Derby, and they have a silent auction there where they auction off a bunch of sports memorabilia signed by different athletes. They even had stuff like from the president there. So. Shout out to them because it was a great event, and you know nobody was walking away with that but me. You already know the deal.
Did you
sleep in it?
It was on my pillow.
Tiff, was it price high? Was the price high? Or you did your thing.
See, too much
it wasn't too high.
Okay.
Your girl
I had
you
back.
It.
Yeah, I had you back.
Yeah, your girl could afford it. It went too high.
Bank of America, baby. We got you.
You know how we do.
Absolutely. Before we move forward, again, we want to make sure we mention the Swing Golf Show is what a lot of larger listeners are calling it. Switch Style Podcast. Please go to SoundCloud.com and search Switch Style Podcast as Jay Smooth, Slick Money, and Riggs will come to you every week giving you the latest updates on anything music. Did I say that right? Anything music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nuggets, anything you want to know about music, it's in there. Please go to SoundCloud.com and search Switch Style Podcast, and you will find that show there.
They're going to tell you about Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
They'll tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
What did you call the names? A branch off? What you call it?
Swing Off.
Swing off.
I like that.
Yeah, it sounds a little freaky.
Yeah, I mean,
no, there ain't no swings like that. I'm just saying. Yeah, yeah. It's just creative. I like that.
Spin off.
Spin off.
There you go.
Spin off. Okay.
There you go.
Swing off is a different thing. Yeah.
Y'all got to go.
Anyway, man. Let me get back to sports.
Yeah. Let me reel you back in. Let me get my fishing rod. Let me reel you back in.
All right, man. What we got going on tonight? Of course, we got that Hot 88 coming up. We got some NBA playoff talk. We got some other news. We talking NASCAR tonight as well. Then we got the Jewel of Sports. Bringing that word on the street.
I got a lot to say, so it might run a little long.
Yeah, so we'll probably get that early.
Take your time, boo.
Thank you.
Then we got D. Will. We got some trending from Mr. D. Will and moments in sports history with Mr. Hancock. Then we're going straight to the interview, man. You know,
okay.
Just take out. You go do what we need to do. Take up the time, and we're going straight to it.
Are we talking?
But before the end of the night, I'm talking to the listeners and you guys as well. I'm going to tell you tonight who the Hawks should sign as a free agent.
Ooh.
That won't cost a lot of money and that y'all will be like, yeah, let's do that. And it's something that they actually need. So stay tuned for that when we get into the second hour of the show. So you got to hang in there with us for at least 1 hour, man. So please do that. Hanging out for at least 1 hour, and I'll tell you in the second hour. But right now, you know it's time for
Top 8 at 8.
All right. Top 8 at 8, baby. Here we go.
I love that, y'all.
Hey, why y'all laughing?
Because I love it. It's so funny to me. I don't know why.
Damn.
Slick, I need to start with you first.
Oh, God. He's starting me with
because
he won't hear that again, Tim.
First of all, I have a confession to make. I watched some hockey last night.
Boy, me too.
Y'all are bored.
No. I mean, the Capitals, the Penguins. Great game.
It was an awesome
game. I'm telling you. Well, first of all, I used to work for the Phillies Arena, so I'm used to hockey because I used to be there for at least.
The Thrashers were there?
Yeah, I was there with the Thrashers there, so I'm somewhat of a hockey fan. But let's go ahead and move forward. Slick Money, you mentioned it. The Nashville Predators forced the game 7. Do you think they can beat the Sharks in San Jose?
Why would you ask me something like that? Huh? Boy, hell yeah.
Hey.
Gonna win the Stanley Cup championship.
They can do it.
What? Take one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Yeah, we're going to go and handle these boys down in California first, then move to the next series.
Okay.
Put my trust in them Predators. If they lose, I ain't mad at them. They went further than the Canadian teams.
Yeah.
True. That is a good thing.
Very true.
Yeah. Rock it, Nashville. Don't laugh, HM3.
All my than the Canadian team. Yeah. They didn't even make it.
No Canadian team made it. So I got to be proud of Nashville.
Yeah.
Top 8-8.
You yes. right. All right, Tip, you ready?
Yeah.
Sam Bradford has a change of heart and said he will report to camp like it's nothing happened. Do you think he will even have a good year this year?
Well, you know how he had a change of heart because nobody called him when he wanted to train. Nobody wants him. Like, he's like, oh, nobody called him? Okay, well, let me go get that check. So, will he have a good year? No. Carson Wentz going to be starting before the season's over. Watch what I say. Carson Wentz is going to be starting because Sam Bradford, he has totally lost trust in everybody in that organization. He lost trust with his teammates. He lost trust with the coaches by throwing his little temper tantrum. And when a mediocre player throws a temper tantrum, you're not going to trust him. So he's not going to have a good year because his teammates probably won't even play as hard for him.
Gotcha. John Law say 5-game max is what he going to play.
Right. I totally agree. And Carson Wentz cold. Will be starting.
All right. Appreciate that, John Law. Hancock.
What up?
Your main man.
My main man.
Riley Curry, dad.
There it is.
Riley said, I see you. She said, I see you.
Let her just keep walking around, Boogie. Go get her, baby.
Boogie, go get her.
Keep on. Boogie, see her.
Boogie, see her. Yeah. Get her, Boogie.
Yeah. Get him.
Boogie got his eyes on Kanye's daughter.
Yeah.
And Riley, daughter.
There you go. That's smart, man.
For
y'all,
yes. Go,
saying.
Boogie.
Well,
shout out,
Boogie. Well, since we talk about your son-in-law.
Daughter-in-law.
Yeah, daughter-in-law.
But they got magic.
whoa.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Oh, boy. MVP.
Yes.
Unanimous. First time in NBA history. Agree or disagree that it should have been unanimous?
I agree with the unanimous decision. The backlash on whether he should have been unanimous or not should have been null and void anyway, because it should have been unanimous people in the past.
Right.
I think, like I say all the time, people overthink this thing. They have agendas, try to make themselves stand out. Shaq could have been a unanimous winner of the MVP. Jordan should have been in his time.
Of course.
So, I mean, to me, yes, you can't detract from Steph getting it just because we had stupid people that didn't vote.
Right.
So, right.
But Steph, I mean, you look at the numbers, it's no question. Steph deserved it.
Right.
He deserved it. Unanimous. I mean, he was on the best team, the best player. Mm-hmm. 50, 40, 90 or something like that.
I'll give you the stats of the word on the street. Don't even trip.
There you go. I mean, it's so many stats. I'm sure I could say something and it wouldn't even hurt what you got.
It sure won't.
Dude did his thing. So, I think, it was well within what it was supposed to be. He should have been unanimous.
Good deal. D. Will, my main man. Does Draymond Green deserve to even be mentioned in MVP talk? We do have the results. And he finished 7th, I want to say. Agree.
Are you trying to get us started early or something?
No,
I'm just
you're the only one gonna answer.
Yeah, okay, you okay. Chiming in. It's yeah. All you.
Hey, no, it's all you.
Yeah, okay.
But you got 40 seconds to.
I thought you wanted me just gonna knock everything off the table.
No, don't
real
do that.
Quick.
Don't do that.
Okay, so y'all know my answer. No. I'm gonna be honest. He's a great player on that team. For him to be considered as an MVP, I would have to see him do it on another team where he's not being covered by MVP. All right?
Okay.
Go show me you can do it on your own. All right? And if he can do that, if he goes to another team as a free agent and he goes and takes over and does and is Draymond and triple doubles and all this type of stuff, okay. Yeah, put him in the conversation. But playing under an umbrella of another MVP is hard to say he's MVP.
Okay. Slick Money coming back to you.
Yeah.
I like to give you these Memphis questions.
Yeah, which is wrong. It's biased.
Is it?
Yeah, I think you should give me something.
But this one won't be.
So give me something from Detroit, Texas.
Challenging.
But this won't be. This one going to be a good one.
And this is not a good question for me.
You don't think so?
No, not for me.
You sure?
But I'm gonna go ahead and answer it. You gonna ask? You might should ask the six man, but no, you know what my answer is.
Mm-mm. Well, I you know.
Got to ask the question,
but it, for the listeners,
Okay, go ahead. Ask the question.
Okay, reports have surfaced that Uncle Lionel, former coach of Memphis, got fired after, you know, great season, could be coming back to Memphis, but Vogel, former coach of Indiana, is believed to be the front runner. Who would do a better job, in your opinion?
Vogel, I just don't think Lionel Hollins should come back. You ain't going to kick me out of the family. Yeah, you ain't going to kick me out of the family. Then a year or two later, bring me back in the family.
Right.
Yeah, but that's just my opinion.
Right.
Because I think if they did it once, they're going to do it twice.
And he don't have as nearly as much talent.
He sure. Everybody's getting older. But like I said, six man, Jay might have a different opinion. I think he should lead him alone, wash their hands with Memphis, and go on back. They'll do better by getting the boy at Kentucky.
Calipari?
No, the boy that signed with the Tigers. What's his name? Tubby, yeah. I'd rather see Tubby get a job than Lionel Richard.
Oh, Lionel Richard.
I'm just one of those people. You ain't going to mistreat me and then ask me to come back. Well, that's just me.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, I know it happens all the time. But I'm trying to tell you, he ain't going to do no better.
Nah, he's going to do worse. He'll be fired in two years.
And that's my whole point. Yeah. But Jay might have something else to say about that.
Facebook Live said it's just like taking your ex back.
That's exactly. Basically, that's what I'm saying.
Shout out Facebook Live.
That's exactly what it is. You don't want me? You don't want me now.
Shout out Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Boy, Facebook. John Law, appreciate it, man.
John Law. What's his name?
John Law.
John Law, you're a good man.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta. That's why. John Law.
He's a good dude, know his stuff. I like John Law.
He can hop, too. Now,
hop who?
Jump, man.
Dunk?
Yeah.
Boy, stop.
Yeah, John Law, get it up. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Shout out, John.
Yeah. All right, question number six, Hancock.
What up?
Best series so far, Spurs, OKC, Warriors, Blazers.
I'd say to date, it had to be the Warriors Blazers the most entertaining because of the Steph factor. The most intriguing to me, I guess, would have to be San Antonio because we might be looking at Duncan's, the end of his career. You might be looking at KD's last ride with OKC. But I think the best series, the most entertainment to me, with the Steph factor, had to be the Warriors and Blazers.
Tim Duncan went 90 minutes without scoring.
Yeah,
he need to go sit down.
He don't even have fundamentals. he lost the fundamentals. I think he's probably trying out for that new Space Jam. So the Monstar is going to get him.
Monstar is going to steal his time.
He already practicing, baby.
He did 90 minutes and did hard. I mean, he really
didn't score.
I'm cringing watching him play.
He's played 90 minutes.
Like, he really needs to retire this year. Yeah.
Without a point.
At halftime. Halftime last night, she left his shoes on the court.
Yeah. Like, all right, y'all, I'm hanging out.
Left him right there.
And tell him to retire his jersey in the sky right there at halftime.
He should have went to the middle of the court and did the European clapping wave.
And wait, yeah.
Because he probably ain't coming back.
Well, I got asked. Yeah, I coming. Got an email back from last night, man. It's going to be pretty interesting to see hear how y'all going to answer this. But well, let's go to question number seven real quick. D. Will, we mentioned last week that the satellite camps are back. Who and what team is going to benefit the most?
That's an easy question, and we all know the answer. It's the Big Ten. It's going to be Ohio State and Michigan, the teams that want to infiltrate the South and pick up those recruits and pick up this area. So it's easier to be in there so you can bring the kids in and see what goes on. Come on, man.
And then we just heard that he's taking the satellite camps over to Australia.
Listen, it's kind of like basketball recruiting. Hey, come here. Not only are we going to get you to the league, but you're going to be able to travel. You're going to be able to go play in Hawaii at this classic. Or, you know, that's how they recruit. So now, hey, not only will you be able to do a satellite camp in Florida, in the summertime, you're going to be able to go to Australia and experience that. So it's all a game, man. Like, we know, where's the SEC going to go to recruit? How is it going to benefit the SEC? I just don't see it.
Right. Okay. Last question of the night, the Jewel of Sports. Kenny Smith has interviewed for this Rockets job. In your opinion, would that be a good fit for Houston?
That would be a perfect fit for Houston, considering the fact that he played for them from 1990 to 1996, won two titles with them, And we need some fresh coaches in the league because I'm tired of them recycling the same sorry ones around and them not being not successful one place and going somewhere else and still being not successful. I mean, come on. Give somebody else a chance. I would love to see Kenny Smith coach the Rockets. And I actually think that that would rejuvenate that city. And I think the fans would love that.
Hey, did you see the interview last night?
Oh, that,
oh
yes.
My gosh, wasn't it great?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
But it was just amazing how he was talking to Dwight.
He was asking him questions. He was asking him coach questions.
Right. Yeah.
Kenny was interviewing on air.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And that's what was funny to me. And then the argument they had between Steph and Jordan.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
I love that.
Yeah. I can't wait to get into that.
Yes, we got to get into it.
That's going to be awesome.
Facebook Live.
What up?
They said.
What up, Facebook?
Stay on TNT.
You know this way. Undefeated on TV.
Undefeated.
Stop the madness, y'all.
Zero losses.
Stop the madness.
You talking about Howell, right?
No, Kenny Smith.
Stop the madness.
Never lose
y'all.
A game on TV.
Same millions. Same
but you know what? Tiffany might be right, though.
That would be a good move.
It's a great point. It's a great fit.
What you said was great. But I'm not knocking that.
Hey, Tiff.
We agree.
And the interview last night, Howard got some respect for that boy last night.
He did.
I'm trying
to
tell you, Harvey.
He did.
He looked good.
Now, I'm like Steve. Everybody think they can rejuvenate him and make him better.
I told
you. Kenny Smith dropped something in his hand.
He that what, Jewel? What is Dwight Howard? He that what? He that bad?
He that bad girlfriend that somebody going to take.
Kenny Smith said, if you want to go out with me, this is a star right here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Halle Berry get a new husband every week.
We ain't talking about it yet.
Yeah. Go ahead. All
right, but that's the hot 8 and 8.
We can go forever.
Yeah, I know.
I'm about to get into it. That's why I had to stop. Like, oh, wait.
We do got other news as we are going to get into our intern corner. The intern will be talking to you about some NASCAR. Before we get into that, I got to give the number out. Call in and listen to the show. 641-552-5072. Call that number and you can listen to us live.
Call up.
Just go on Facebook Live, man, if we one of your friends. If not, you know.
Add me.
If you miss the show, you can always go to hm3inc.com and check out the replay show. But I got to give my main man some, get him a little something.
Doc to go 88.
Got to get him.
See, y'all got him started.
Gotta get him a little something. Intern corner, baby. Mr. Jansen. He is.
Hey. What up, Jansen?
Oh, baby.
Jansen doing his thing early?
Yeah, that's why I said it ain't even bathroom break yet.
I got here early.
My God.
In NASCAR news, Saturday night at the Kansas Speedway 400, Kyle Busch dominated and took home the checkered flag. He led 69 laps as he won his third race of the season. Busch has now won on 21 of 23 NASCAR tracks in his career. Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, Brad Keselowski, and Kevin Harvick round out the top five in the Sprint Cup Series.
Y'all hear that boy enunciate his words?
Yeah, he's pretty intelligent. You know what you want to call it, Jay?
He enunciates his words like the great enunciator.
Yes.
You are a smart man.
Hey.
That guy said those words like Tim.
Got a drop.
Exactly,
I
man.
Know you higher than me. Fourth grade education.
For all y'all NASCAR lovers, we just dropped some of that on y'all.
Jules. So
yeah. Weekend cold, man.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate
weekend,
that.
Weekend, you got a girlfriend? There you go.
That's
a keep
song.
Working up. That's hey, a star. That's
a star. That's a good weekend. Answer.
Said,
good
well, answer. I like that answer, too.
Good weekend. Answer.
Exactly.
I'm this weekend. I'm sorry.
Next weekend.
Oh, okay. Next weekend.
Well, y'all have to say. In other news, I have already mentioned the Predators will be playing game 7 tomorrow, and I think it's a game 7 tonight. Dallas and
the Stars and something like that.
Yeah,
the
St. Louis and the Stars playing tonight for the Western Conference.
Right.
Whoever goes. So big shout out to Lisa and the hockey fans out there, man.
What up, Lisa?
What up, Lisa?
And there was
Ice Queen.
Yeah, the Capitals game last night. They call it the miracle stick save. And then they end up losing anyway.
Right.
Hey, Harv.
I was rolling. I was cracking up.
Lisa is now a Nashville Predator team since no Canadian team made it.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, she officially
so hopefully she'll win. All right, man. Let's go ahead and get into this NBA playoff talk. I know y'all want to jump into it.
Yeah.
It is real.
Can we talk about these referees, though, real quick?
Go ahead. We can start them off.
Like, okay.
Because, hold on. Let me set the scene. It's it always seems like the game is somehow pointed toward the referees at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last night, San Antonio, OKC played. Westbrook goes baseline. Kawhi Leonard grabs him. They play on. He dribbled twice. Aldridge goes past him without even touching him.
Just waved the arm.
It just lays it up. And I'm like,
he didn't
okay,
foul
where's
it.
The foul at? Like, where's the three-point play? If anything, it should have just been a play on and no foul and let's go.
It was a late call.
My question is, but being a referee, you should already expect – the Spurs to come out and foul them because they're down and OKC has the ball. You should already expect that they're going to come out and foul them. So be looking for it. You really not going to blow the whistle on that?
Yeah, they messed up by not blowing the whistle. I agree with that. But they can't work off expectations. They just got to call what they see. Like, I think – You right. They do. Don't kill me. I said what they supposed to do. Didn't I say that, y'all?
Go ahead, man. You straight.
Damn. Look at I'm ready for you to say something, though, because the look on your face.
They didn't call the foul when the foul happened, so they tried to make a makeup and made it worse.
Okay, but they also didn't call a foul when Kawhi got that dunk and Westbrook smacked him in the head, or whoever fouled him and smacked him in the head. But they didn't call that. Like, he got fouled on that dunk when he took that ball and dribbled past him. He hit him in the face. He hit him in the face. That was not a foul. Are you kidding me?
Tiff, you preach it to the choir.
Yeah.
And as far as the foul not being called, I can't even get upset about the foul not being
called. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that NBA officiating, NBA rules are so crazy that I sat and talked to Horace about it today. We see where somebody can get fouled outside the key, pick the ball up, keep going to the rim, and put it up, and they call a continuation. Mm-hmm. You can see that somebody like will see a foul getting ready to be caught, taken on the shooters that can't shoot, like DeAndre Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll see somebody in the backcourt take a step and throw it up, or either just shoot it up or might get hit or whatever, and they say, well, he didn't get it up. But I did the same thing you did as I'm getting hit.
Right.
I never put the ball back down. Even though I'm 40 feet from the rim, you took I threw it up.
Yeah,
but you say steps. No, you got fouled before. It's all on how they want to call it.
Right.
I mean, you talk about Kawhi Leonard grabbing Westbrook on the baseline drive. Do you remember when the chase down, when Kawhi chased Durant down on the steal?
Mm-hmm.
And as Durant gathered the ball, Kawhi put two hands around him and hugged did the same thing. No call was made till they got down court and he hacked him. So the same thing. They did the same thing with Westbrook on there. They didn't call a foul. Mm-hmm. It's so subjective. I could go over and over on calls. If you can remember the one where they went over Steven Adams' back on a rebound attempt, they slapped the ball through his hands, knocked the ball out of bounds, didn't call it over the back foul, but they called the ball out on OKC and gave the ball to San Antonio under the basket.
Yeah, like so Adams hit it.
The officiating in here. Why get upset?
But what really bothers me is that they come out the next day and say, oh, yeah, it should have been a foul. Don't say nothing the next day. Yeah. You screwed up. We don't even want to hear nothing else about it.
That's straight media pressure.
This transparency is about Tim Donaghy, and I have some on him later on. Yeah. That's all that transparency is about.
Mm-hmm. All right, Slick, go ahead and go in, baby.
No, I ain't going to go in. I just think we being a dead horse because
officiating
is gangsters.
I'm with you, Slick.
And they're in every sport, even in Little League. Why you think parents run out there and jump on officiating?
Kill them.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. My son should be playing. Oh, he was out. We talking about fans in little leagues get mad at the umpires. So it don't matter what sport we at, college level, whatever. They dictate. They think that the fans are going to see them. Forget the players. Y'all here to see us. We got the stripes on. Mm-hmm. So we're going to control the game. We control the money. And people don't want to admit it, but it's the truth. Like Tiff said. Why would they come out the next day? Oh, we missed that call. You do that every game.
Because it never made no difference anyway.
You can't go take it back. You can't go take it back. Replay the whole game over again.
Absolutely.
But you human, you're going to miss calls. So stop apologizing.
Absolutely. Right. It is what it is. But I just think it's gangsters.
Shout out to Jane. I don't think they shout out to Jane Willis, man. Yeah. One of our loyal listeners. He's on Facebook Live.
What's up, Jane?
What's up, Jane?
We keep doing our thing, man. We appreciate it. And we'll get to that question later on about Tracy McGrady. But right now, we got to go to this Eastern Conference. Miami and the Raptors, we're not even talking about Cleveland in the house tonight, so We not even what? Doing it. Nah,
what's the
reason?
Come on, why? What's the point? Come on,
it's
now.
Just like, it's just like with the referee. What's
what if
the point?
You're trying to blow up the team? We need to talk about it.
Nah, I tell you what we need to do to fix it. But
okay. My bad.
The Heat.
Swept 2 years in a row.
Okay, Josh, what up?
Exactly. 2 years in a row is sad.
Yeah, I know.
It's really sad, man. I feel for you.
Don't worry about it.
That's okay. I love you, though. But you can get with Memphis.
I'm good.
Okay.
Three games.
Lakers.
From Ooh. The Heat and the Raptors have gone into overtime.
Three out of the four.
Mm-hmm. They're tied 2-2. And my question to you would be, and I'm going to start off. What have you noticed in this series? 2-2, three games in overtime out of the four, and there's some things that are not being talked about, so we about to talk about it. And I'm going to go first. The last game, in probably all four of the games, it looks like it's been 3-on-1, 5-on-1, 6-on-1. And what I'm saying is DeMar Carroll making plays. The big guy was making plays before he got –
Valachunas.
Valachunas yeah. before he
– He was killing.
Before he
was.
Got out. Patterson even came in and made some plays.
Knocking down trays.
Terrence Ross was making some plays. So back that's my guard. Point. That's my point. Yeah.
Joseph. Yeah, he was.
That's on the Toronto side. On Miami side, it's just been D-Wade.
Dragic.
No. Yeah.
Dragic's been shooting.
Wade.
Man, Dragic's been shooting.
He's been playing well.
Yeah,
he's been props.
He could give Dragic his little props he now. Got, right. He been getting his but, little shine on.
Hey, D-Wade got them boys on his back.
D-Wade turned the clock back 3 years on us, y'all.
Maybe four.
So maybe four.
My whole thing has been, it's been whoever making plays against on Toronto, when he ready to take over and play, he's the only guy that's making plays on the team. Period.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying Dragic, you know.
He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, but I'm talking about making plays.
Yeah.
Making plays. I mean, it's just.
That drive that D-Wade had to put the game into overtime.
Yeah.
Listen, me and my wife sitting on the couch watching the game. We eating. Dwayne Wade goes to the hole and explodes off the floor. Listen, I jump up and I'm like, oh my God, did you just see the? And she's like, what? He ain't doing him a jump. I'm like, no. That was D-Wade 5 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly.
When he caught that ball and did the little sweep through move and took his. Man, I was like, oh my God, they can't stop him. That was D-Wade in 06.
They said that was D-Wade.
That was D-Wade.
That was D-Wade.
No, that was. Flash.
That was Flash.
Talk to me. That was Flash.
Yes. That was Flash.
That was Wade County.
That was Wade. Yeah. I hadn't seen him explode like that. And I'm going to tell you what a point I made because my brother called me instantly. I was like, bro, Dwayne Wade took a 4-year break when LeBron was there.
Yeah, basically.
He was able. That was a 4-year rehab where he didn't have to carry. Now he's back and he's able to carry the team because he's healthy again. So it's really like because he didn't play 82 games in 4 years.
True.
You're right. Slick, what did you notice out of the series?
Hey, man, I think it's a conspiracy. This real talk from my perspective.
Okay.
You got Miami and Toronto beating up each other and Cleveland chilling. Let's just be real. Let's think about the big picture. They're going to make them go 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland going to rest 2 weeks. Ain't gonna beat the hell out of the team that they play next.
The JV team.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't think neither one of them teams gonna beat them. That's just my opinion. Y'all might say something different, but I truly believe it's a conspiracy, Horace. Let's be realistic.
Right.
They want Cleveland to get to the championship to pay back Golden State or Spurs. I'm telling you, people ain't talking about it, but watch this. NBA is gangster, man. I'm telling you, gangsters.
All right. Hancock, what you seen that you've noticed in this series?
What I'm noticing is Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan.
Fraud.
Who are they?
They
who?
Are not what we thought they were.
Exactly.
Fraud.
I don't know who they are.
I should have had this sound bite. My goodness. Yes.
I don't know who they are.
This is what it is that the moments, sometimes I think people make some superstar inroads and they get anointed a little early. Mm-hmm. That's to my man's point all the time.
Mm-hmm.
D-Will is one of those that said, wait a minute, let's hold up on it. Mm-hmm. So. these two guys have been all stars, and I think they've been given the keys to the car sometime when they ain't invited to the prom.
Ooh, not invited to the prom.
I mean,
they got a date. They are
they go to the house party.
But what I'm saying, if
they go to the house party,
why is it 2-2 to the prom?
But they ain't going to the formal.
Nah, why is it 2-2 then?
Because both those teams are bad teams.
I'm not saying
if both those teams
good.
Was in the West, they would have been in the playoffs. Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not good because they wouldn't have been voted All-Stars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're good. But sometimes when the lights get bright,
yeah.
you right. see who can handle it.
They're every good in the year, regular though. Season. And they're good in the regular season. When it comes to playoffs,
when those lights
no.
are bright, when they have them measured up. When you see those two guys and you see D-Wade on the downside of his career, you see what I'm saying? And you got basically two All-Stars against one All-Star. Lou Aldang, okay. But what I'm saying is DeRozan and Laurie are pushed out there as the new young gun.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And they're supposed to take control of this series and strangle Miami.
3-1.
Especially when the big 3-1. Guys out.
Yeah, it's you right. Know,
but when, see, that's that what I think the conspiracy come in. I agree with you. I think they should dominate.
Yeah.
But the league is not letting them dominate.
Right. I just don't, but yeah. when Larry's shooting the ball, yeah. like he's shooting
18%.
Unless, I just, he can't, he's just struggling.
Yeah. And DeRozan gangsta don't even D. look and like he is mentally the there. Done
gangsta's
D. We've seen it how many times in the playoff with
they're going to turn it up in game 3.
I'm saying they already.
Turn it up.
I'm telling they're going to turn it up, fold, turn it up. Make it go 7.
I just think,
and they may come out of this. But all I'm saying is, they're not what they're cracked up to be. They hadn't shown
they're not
what they've been
that.
Given. I put it like that.
All right, Drew, what you got on this?
Eric Spoelstra, I don't believe is really coaching that team.
Wow.
Because right. if he was, he would know that when he lets D-Wade run the point, the offense flows much better. So, I don't think he's coaching that team. Like, he's a puppet of Pat Riley, and he's doing whatever Pat Riley tells him to do. Because if he was coaching that team, he would be in those game situations when D-Wade is on the floor. He would be like, that's my point guard. Because he would notice that his offense flows entirely better when he's running the point.
He got rid of both of their point guards. The young buck who was there, high top fade, what's his name? Norris Cole in New Orleans and
Mario Chalmers
went to Memphis and tore his Achilles and he with no team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they don't have a point guard. So Dwayne Wade should be their point guard.
Right,
I
but
agree.
He don't use him all. Nope. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
but, yeah, that's – no. All I don't right. think he's coaching either. I never thought he's coached.
Me neither.
So real quick, no one is going to beat Cleveland no matter who which team advance.
No, they're going to get swept. Cleveland sweeping everybody in the East because none of them can live up to them.
Yeah, I they too good.
They too good.
And we already know what you're saying.
No, Horace, Atlanta should win one game.
We ain't talking about it.
No, yeah, what I'm saying is they should win.
He said that quick.
No, I'm just saying Atlanta is too good to get swept.
Yeah, wait, 2 years in a row.
And that's what I'm trying to say, man. That's why I think it's gangster when it comes to running the top of all organizations. Atlanta can't lose two games at home, Horace. To the same team with the same players.
Hey, my boy Josh just, on Facebook Live say, "Only thing D Wade got is Gabby." Kill it.
She be snapping on Twitter though.
She goes off.
She rides for her man. Shout out Gabrielle.
Shout out Josh. What up?
I think she might have gave D Wade that sign like, "Yo, we got something to do. Can you hear that?"
Yeah, really.
She probably really. Did
because the way he exploded,
man.
It's
like
okay, let's go get this over with.
Like for real, he was healthy on that one move. That one play, he was healthy.
He really was.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, man. Let's go to Western Conference. Spurs, OKC. First question, obvious question. Are you surprised? OKC is up.
No, I think OKC doing what they can do. Two stars are capable of winning a championship, man. That ain't me. But anyway, okay. Two superstars are capable of winning a championship.
Right.
For some reason, the two key players for OKC have came together at the right time.
Right.
Durant looking like he's getting ready to play for a contract. He's just doing the mega superstar thing.
Right.
And what I'm disappointed in, man, is that I don't know if we're going to get to the Portland series. Are we all going to go
there? Yeah, we're going to go.
We're gonna get there. Because Aldridge should have stayed with Portland, man.
Gangster.
Now he's going to go to Spurs and get eliminated.
Gangster. Go ahead, Han. What you are you surprised OKC up 3-2?
I'm not really surprised because the thing about when I look at San Antonio, these ain't your daddy's Spurs. And I mean that by saying when you look at the makeup, you look at how they're structured as far as offensively, they're not running the same things they used to do. You know, in certain situations, you used to see Parker break people down. The ball was moving side to side, and they would get open looks. Now they become more of a post-up team with Aldridge, or let's get Kawhi on the perimeter where he can space and shoot a three or try to get in the lane to score. And now you've moved Tony Parker down to, like, the third option. And I noticed another other day when they talked to him, they interviewed him, and they asked him about the situation. He said, I'm just here to make Pop happy, you know, basically, you know, because they asked him about his recent scoring surge. And he said, you know, I just try to fit in where I'm into the system and do what I'm supposed to do. And I'm just here to make Pop happy. So that reading between the lines to me, it shows that he's not happy with his role.
No, he's not.
By being put back to like the third option.
Right.
And I think to me, it's just that like last night, and I know we're going to get in some more about it, but Oklahoma City still did Oklahoma City stuff down the line. They turned the ball over three times. They didn't score.
Yep.
And in those situations, when the Spurs have a chance to put their foot on your throat, back in the day when they had a five-point lead,
man,
immediately that lead was going to be a three-possession
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
Guess who they looked like last night?
Who they looked like last night?
The Hawks.
Yes, they did.
They could not.
Can't wow. talk about yes, the Hawks.
No, he's right. Can't he's right. That's what they
yeah.
looked like last night.
I thought it wasn't allowed.
Yeah, we're not allowed to
talk about it. Oh, it's allowed. He's saying
that. Because they didn't know who was going to take the shot.
They didn't.
OKC did the one thing that they have not been doing the whole series, and that's play defense.
Yeah, they did.
They turned the ball over. Kawhi didn't even see a shot the last 2 minutes.
I was just about to say that. Why didn't Kawhi
they
get the ball?
They couldn't get him the ball.
Why was the play run for Tony Parker, though?
They not your Spurs anymore.
Gangsta.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Gangsta.
They don't do what
Tony
they
Parker
to
missed
do.
So many shots.
It's right back to the point you just made. Kawhi Leonard has been anointed to be that guy, and he is not ascended to that person yet.
Thank you.
If last night, LaMarcus Aldridge started our first two games of the series averaging 38 points a game.
And now he done fell off.
Because, listen, adjustments were made. You took him away. Kawhi, go get money.
Like, what is he doing?
Come on, man. But he's been anointed, and that's another player that we ascended to the top who's not yet there.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to say I won't be surprised if OKC win the series.
I won't either.
Oh, it's over. The fat lady's in sound check.
Yes, she is.
Straight up.
Yes, all right, Tim, what you
because they getting confidence now.
At the house, bro. You're at
right.
the house.
What you got on OKC Spurs? Are you surprised?
No, because Billy Donovan is a great coach. And he knows how to coach a team. He knows how to get his guys to rally behind him. He knows what plays to draw up. He knows what guys will play better together than others. Like, he's a great coach that knows his team. So I'm not surprised that OKC is about to take the series because he has them playing with the belief that they could take the whole thing. And when you believe and you're behind your coach and you listen to every word he's saying, you're going to play. And, of course, they made the same OKC mistakes, but their defense and their confidence that he's instilled in them kept them going.
Russell Westbrook just played with a different motor from everybody else on the court.
Yeah. One thing he needs to do, though, and I'm going to say this before we move on. He needs to stop worrying about what people say about him.
He's never
going to
He
just need to play.
He's young, man.
I mean, every time somebody say, well, he shoot too much, well, then he try to pass.
He stopped shooting next game. Yep.
Then they say, well, you doing this. Then he go back to that.
Yeah.
Man, just play your game.
Just play,
he decided
please.
Last night.
Just play your game.
He was going to score.
I was going to get to my buckets last night.
That was it.
The only part I didn't like was when it was like the third quarter. It was a stretch where he missed like six in a row and was just kept shooting every time he came down the court. And I'm like, can you just pass once on this? Because you cold right now.
That's the thing with him. You just got to take him for what he is.
Yeah.
He's 100 miles an hour.
Man.
That's just all it is.
Yeah. It was a youth movement last night.
Oh,
it was. Yeah. You're right.
All right. Portland, Warriors, what are you surprised about? Me? Portland is really tough.
Mentally. And
they are tough.
And physically.
They got some tough guards that do not back down. And another thing, they going to be good next year. They just missing one piece.
Aldridge.
Talk to him, Slick.
You shouldn't have never left.
Exactly.
You know what, though, Slick? If Aldridge is there, I don't know if the rest of them grow.
Yeah, they don't see him.
You see what I'm saying?
They
I don't know
Steve,
if those
two guards do.
Hey, Steve.
I don't even know if
he ain't growing in San Antonio, though.
About, right. But you think about how McCullough has the light.
Yeah, true.
So a lot of his shots. Now, Dame still would go.
Yeah.
But McCullough, he was his progress would still be retarded a little bit because the shots, you think about it, there are only so many shots in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes down, they like, he can cut through the lane, baseline, yeah, stop, and do what he wants.
It's green.
So what I'm saying is, if you got Aldridge there, a lot of that's curtailed, and he's right. not as,
that's true.
As aggressive.
And he might be true, but I just think about Aldridge being there, it still open up stuff for them boys to do what they
oh,
want.
Oh, they're definitely more
and
improved.
He going to get some rebounds and putbacks, which I think will help them tremendously. And the other teams really got to be accountable for him.
Let me answer this Facebook question for the folks. C.J. McCollum went to Lehigh University. So for all y'all Facebook folks out there, he went to Lehigh. All right.
Question for you. Let me ask you this. But since he's with San Antonio right now, if LaMarcus Aldridge came directly from college into San Antonio system in Duncan's place, would he be better than Duncan?
I think he would. I think he got
You know how I feel about that.
Duncan now?
This I'm talking like, about if at
they
the
both
same
time.
Okay, I got you.
See what I'm saying? Because
that's like saying the Shaq argument.
Face up.
Right.
That's the same thing as the Shaq. I can't
get it. What I'm saying is we're talking about pretty two players.
They play the same position.
But one has a little bit more range. Aldridge can shoot the ball better.
But he's way better
on the block.
The only thing about that is,
and you got to take consideration playing in Pop's system.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And Duncan caught Pop early. Pop about to get up out of there now. So that's going to be the difference. But we're going to get into that. What surprises you? The Warriors in Portland. What's the surprise for you?
The Warriors went a game without Steph. So, of course, that's, you know, so. The Portland surprises me because I got to get to somebody.
Right.
Because the two guards are getting their game off, but they just have nothing else. So it's an exciting series because we get to see Damon Lillard makes the toughest jump shots and threes in the league.
Right.
So you get to see beautiful shots from Steph, hard shots from Damon. You got McCullough breaking them off the dribble. So it's just exciting basketball, but they have no shot.
You got anything, too?
My favorite part was the look on their owner's face when Steph was going off.
Yeah.
He was like,
he was sick.
Like, yo, his mouth dropped open. I was like laughing. That was the best.
That was priceless.
So, all right, Slay, what you got? Gangster again?
Yeah. Did Portland open the checkbook for Aldridge? Did they offer him the max?
They did.
They
offered him
the most. He chose to take less.
He chose to take off.
He turned down $30 million.
He chose to go on vacation.
Yeah, he is.
He would have went on vacation anyway, though.
He's about to
choose. I got chances going to correct me because he's a college kid, but that's okay. It doesn't matter how I pronounce it yet. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Pronunciate.
I got some college kids here, right?
Yeah. That's a graduate.
If I mess up, let me know.
Hey, Harv, that boy, when he go fishing, he going to think about that move.
Oh, he thinking about it right now.
Them two young boys in Portland for real.
He thinking about it right now.
To see what he playing with.
He thinking about it right now. And don't get me wrong, San Antonio guys got the championship. But them boys in Portland going to get one, too. I think if they get the right big man there. Them boys can play, man.
Well, Miles Leonard is hurt. He's a big piece that's missing. Yeah, that's a big piece that's missing. Right. Miles Leonard is hurt.
But at Aldridge, their hearts, this could go seven, man, with Golden State.
Think about it like this in the LeBron terms. LeBron was thinking, hey, I got D-Wade and Chris Bosh, who are my age or older, on their way out. I can go play with Kevin Love and Kyrie, who are younger, and keep on going.
Right.
LaMarcus Aldridge should have thought about the same thing, because who are you going to play in San Antonio with? Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili on their way out the door.
Right.
So you're trusting Kawhi and
Aldridge.
He trusted.
No, we're talking about Aldridge.
So he just trusted Kawhi.
So
he trusted the system on the Spurs.
Hey, Steve.
But all of them on their way out, he didn't think about that. You got those two young bucks in Portland with a great coach,
right?
Who's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Do you think Duncan does what he does his whole career if Tony Parker and Ginobili was there?
No.
And that's what I was telling you about Aldridge. That goes back to my point.
He probably don't win championships, but I still think he gets his numbers.
Mm-hmm. Who was that? Somebody?
Not me.
All right, cool. That's a great discussion. But last, real quick before we go to the word on the street, do OKC have to close this out next game?
Yes.
Or else?
100%. Because if they go back to San Antonio, they're going to lose.
Without a doubt. They've already got two wins in San Antonio.
Come on now. What you say the NBA is?
Gangster. But you know,
they won't win game seven on the road.
No. Right. Are you kidding me? If they don't close out tomorrow, they
can go for 40. McCullough can go for 50. They still won't win.
Gotcha.
Horace, I'm trying to tell you, man, the NBA is gangster. They can lose at home and go back to San Antonio and lose three games in that series. Because them boys, man, they two dogs that two dogs can win a championship. They ain't scared of San Antonio.
I wouldn't count Pop out. I don't think they want Portland to be there.
I don't think that's San Antonio is. You know, I'm talking about OKC.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm telling you, right. If you lose two games to them, why you can't get the third one?
Yeah.
They better close it out.
It's all about money, man.
It's just going to be too hard.
They better close it out at home. They go back to San Antonio. Gangster.
You but lose one game the whole year, now you lost two. Come on, think about that.
And they already mad talking about this call that they didn't get.
Yeah.
It's psychic now. It's in their minds now.
Yeah. All right, man. But it's time. Hey, listen. Fellas, youngins, y'all get ready. Y'all finna listen to some real, real information, man. We got the Jeweler Sports coming up with this word on the street. Get your pen and papers out. You know what it is.
Welcome to The Word on the Street with the Jeweler Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Focus. Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you.
I'm show prepping.
You already know my ice cold facts is about Steph Gunner. Steph. We already know that he became the first player in NBA history to unanimously win the MVP award. He joins Magic Johnson and Steve Nash as the only point guards with multiple MVP awards. He also became the only player in NBA history to score 17 points in an overtime game. Most teams can't even do that. Most teams can't even do that in overtime, and he just was a single player doing it. He has become the first player in NBA history to make 200 three-pointers in four straight seasons. He has the record for most consecutive games with a three-point field goal made at 152. He also broke his own record for threes in a regular season with 402. He is also the only person to hit 300 in a season. Last year, he had 288. He is also a member of that 50-40-90 club. He was 50.4% in two-pointers. He was 45.4% in three-pointers, and he was 90.8% in free throws. He also became the seventh member of that club. Larry Bird, Mark Price, Reggie Miller, and Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, and also Kevin Durant are also members of that club. He also became the third player in NBA history to lead the league in points and steals per game. He averaged 30 points and two steals. His actual numbers, he had 30.1 points per game, 6.7 assists per game, 5.4 rebounds per game, 2.1 steals per game. And yeah, just Steph
36-5-2. Just come on, man.
Just off the hook.
That's numbers.
It is. All right, let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Atlanta Hawks combined for 37 three-pointers in a game, which ties an NBA record, and the Cavs became the first team in NBA history, regular season and playoffs, with at least 20 threes in consecutive games. The Spurs general manager, R.C. Buford, has been named NBA Basketball's Executive of the Year. He previously won in 2013-2014 season. He's been their GM for 14 seasons. The executives were awarded 5 points for each first-place vote, 3 points for each second-place vote, and 1 point for each third-place vote. And Buford had 29 first-place votes. So the Blazers general manager was behind him, and then the Warriors general manager came in third.
Does the Blazers front office get any respect?
I don't think so.
I mean, think about what has happened in Portland with losing four starters right. And staying with a coach that you basically not considered as a high-profile coach.
Exactly.
You stuck with him thinking that maybe he going to hang himself to dry, in my opinion. But it's just.
Mike Tirico has confirmed that he will not be an announcer for ESPN Monday Night Football anymore. He has been doing Monday Night Football since 2006. He is leaving the network after 25 years to join NBC Sports this summer. He will start July 1st. Longtime ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough will replace him on Monday Night Football and will be the fifth person to occupy the play-by-play position in the 46-year history of Monday Night Football. According to NBC Sports, Tirico will work a number of programs, including Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, the Summer and Winter Olympics, golf, telecast, and a lot more. So we're going to see Tirico everywhere on NBC.
Wow.
ESPN is also removing Ray Lewis and Chris Carter from their NFL coverage.
Woo!
They are adding Randy Moss. So you will see him and Charles Woodson, along with Matt Hasselbeck, covering the games. Trent Dilfer also left the network as well.
Wow.
Oh, so he did get it.
I told you. I thought he was leaving.
Yeah, he gone. Yeah.
Wow.
No more platform throwing.
Yeah.
Come on.
No more dropping dimes?
I know. I like that segment, actually.
Come on, man.
ESPN has also hired retired soccer star Abby Wambach to the network. She will cover European championships in France through June and July and the Olympic Rio Games in August. She will also be contributing across multiple ESPN platforms, including Outside the Lines, and will have her own podcast called Fearless Conversation with Abby Wambach.
Hold on, before you leave, didn't you just get arrested for DUI?
Yep, but when you confess and you say I did wrong and I won't do it again, you become a golden child.
Got to show.
Wow.
Got to show.
Come on, you got to show.
And you're going to see in another story somebody that didn't show and
touch
what happened
skin,
to them.
Touch your skin, D-Will. Touch your skin.
Yeah, I know.
Show contrition.
Inside, outside.
And some NFL athlete burn the street for you real quick. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman just had foot surgery to reinsert a screw from a previous procedure. He actually broke that foot in week 10, but he will be ready for training camp. So Pats fans, don't cry because he'll be there. Mm-hmm. The Kentucky Derby, like you heard me mention in the show when we first started, was this past weekend. Shout out to the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity again, Alphas of Atlanta. The Nyquist was the 2-1 favorite, and Nyquist the horse is named after the Detroit Red Wing hockey player Gustav Nyquist, and he actually has a salary of $1.5 million. That was in 2015, so he's probably making more than that this year.
Wow.
Nyquist the horse got his 8th career victory. He's 8-for-8 in races, and basically he just arrived to the Preakness this week, and that Preakness race is on May 21st, and he is expected to get the Triple Crown. So This horse is pretty dope. So if you can watch the Preakness, I think you should watch it. Let me jump into some boxing athlete war on the street for you. The Amir Khan and Canelo Alvarez fight was this past weekend. Khan wanted to move up in weight and fight Alvarez for the WBC middleweight championship. Khan was actually leading that fight after 5 rounds. He looked very quick in the ring and was fighting Alvarez pretty good. Alvarez did have some good counters during those 5 rounds, but in the 6th, they were exchanging blows, and Alvarez faked a jab that Khan tried to block with both hands, and Alvarez countered with a punch, knockout punch to the chin, and Khan went down, and he went out like a light. Like, he laid out with his eyes open.
Contact
I thought he was dead.
Out. Contact out.
I mean, like, Alvarez went over and checked on him. That's how out he was.
His head hit the canvas.
Man. Yeah, but he tweeted to say that he's okay and that he's going back to his previous weight class.
Hey, what we saw is Canelo struggles with hand speed.
Yes, he
does. Floyd Mayweather and Amir Khan has exceptional hand speed.
Yes, he does.
He struggled with that.
He just got caught on that chin. If he didn't get caught and it became a decision by the refs, he would have won. MMA. Anderson Silva had to back out of UFC 198 because of abdominal pain. Turns out this morning he had to have his gallbladder removed. So he will be getting out of the hospital on Friday. So speedy recovery to him. Baseball athlete were on the street for you. Shout out to Trace Thompson, who is Clay Thompson's brother. He hit his first career walk-off home run.
Yes.
And won the Dodgers game.
Give baseball some love, baby.
Yeah. And he actually leads the Dodgers in runs, home runs, and RBI. So he's doing his thing right now.
Michael
and the funny
Thompson
thing is, Clay leads the Warriors in points, 3-point field goals, and field goals. So that's kind of cool that they both lead their teams.
Curry and Thompson's got it on lock.
Don't they?
Man.
I love it.
Waffle-colored Negroes.
So, I love them, boy.
What's that ain't back.
I wonder how the Thanksgiving and the holidays, you know.
Light skin. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I was talking about the Thompson brothers.
Oh, okay.
As y'all see, he wasn't listening.
Yeah.
On some other baseball news, Rahm Dessie Jr. of the Kansas City Royals has been suspended 50 games for violating the joint drug agreement. He got 50 instead of 80 because he showed that the substance found in his system was in some cold medicine that he was taking.
Sure,
Subrox C
was
bought over the counter in the Dominican Republic to treat cold and flu symptoms. He tested with a small amount of clenbuterol in his system, and he was actually playing the greatest baseball that he has in a while. So I'm not sure how much of that was for cold medicine, but you know. Bryce Harper, the Washington Nationals golden boy, reigning National League MVP, was ejected in the ninth inning of a game against the Detroit Tigers Monday for arguing balls and strikes while standing in the dugout. But after the game, when his team went out to celebrate on the field, Harper joined them when Clint Robinson had a walk-off homer, and he pointed to the umpire and said, F you, but he said the real words.
Right.
And after the press conference, he said he wasn't going to apologize to the reporters or anybody. He said, I let him hear what I had to say. I let him hear it again. So what? Okay, well, now Bryce has been suspended for one game for his actions, and he was fined an undisclosed amount. But he's going to appeal that suspension, so we'll see what really happens. The Atlanta Braves are terrible right now.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. But as you know, they are having a new stadium built. Me, personally, I was very skeptical about the location of this new stadium because I am also a land development design engineer, and I don't see how they can fit this stadium where they want to and construct all the roads for people to get to it without traffic becoming a complete nightmare.
They're just going
to
build 285, right?
Down yeah, there. So, for real.
It's right. going to run between second and first.
Man. So, okay. So, after putting $400 million in public money into this attracting the Braves to Cobb County, officials are having an embarrassingly hard time to get the site ready for opening day. The Braves, nor the city or nor the county, have released information on traffic control, pedestrian safety, or parking, according to Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. The problem is there's not enough room for everyone to park right near the stadium, so they will use 2,000 parking spaces and a bus hub just across I-285. They want those people that park across I-285 to be able to walk to the stadium, so a bridge with pedestrian access has to be built across I-285. Okay, that bridge is about to cost $9 million, but the Cobb County officials recently announced that the bridge project will be delayed for at least a year and won't be open in time for the Braves' first season at SunTrust Park because the Georgia Department of Transportation has refused to help fund the bridge. So now they don't have any money for it. So basically, according to the AJC, the costs keep piling up, and officials have never revised the $9 million estimate, and now it has gotten the nickname the Magic Bridge. So Cobb County Commissioner Bob Ott, he recently suggested that as an alternate to the bridge, that Cobb County could reconstruct I-285 to run underneath Cobb Parkway. Currently, there are no trains that run out there, and it's one of the most congested areas of Atlanta. So they're about to have one heck of a time trying to figure all this out.
That Cobb Parkway exit at 285, right now, when we go home.
It's terrible.
Going home tonight, it's going to be ridiculous.
Terrible.
And they talking about putting a baseball stadium right there?
Man.
And they talking about they extending the lanes and making them wider on Cobb Parkway. So they got the little. I'm like, man, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare. Yeah, it's going to be terrible over there. Like, whoever lives over there, when a Braves game is going on, I really feel for them.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
You can't go home.
Mm-mm. Let me jump into some hot rumors on the street for you real quick. NHL, 4 to 5 teams have called the Edmonton Oilers to trade for their number 4th pick in the NHL draft. Their general manager, Peter Chiarelli, said that for the right deal, he is willing to trade down. All right. Very hot rumor right now, which could also be very true. Tennis, Venus and Serena Williams, they are planning to go for gold in the doubles tournament in Rio this August. But, you know, Zika still may scare some people off, so we'll see. All right, I got this NFL hot rumor that I have to say, considering the fact that I brought my Peyton Manning helmet up in here today. Hot rumor on the Miami Dolphins grounds is that since quarterback Ryan Tannehill had a rough season last year and is really hoping that he bounces back this season, Adam Gase is the Dolphins' new head coach. Gase used to be on the Denver Broncos coaching staff and worked closely with Peyton Manning because Gase was controlling the Denver Broncos offense. Okay, so hot rumor on the street is that during the time period before the players had the chance to meet the coaching staff, they are saying that Tannehill spent some time with Peyton Manning so he can pick his brain and get better at the quarterback position. I mean, who better to ask than the sheriff himself? The other hot rumor to that on the street is that people are saying that Peyton was out there to test the waters of being an NFL executive. Peyton was actually leaning towards going into broadcasting until he heard John Madden say that he'd be better off as the lead executive in the NFL since he's so competitive. So look out for my boy becoming an NFL exec. And with that saying, you know what? That's a wrap on your word on the street.
Wow.
With the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees, where we have a shirt for every mood. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Good job, Till.
Appreciate you.
Great job.
Shout awesome. Out Facebook HM3. Live. I like Sean Madonna, though. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's
I
real
think
good.
He'll do an excellent
yeah,
job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So, fellas, y'all learn some?
Shout out Marcus McAfee.
Look at him. I he see said, you. Yeah. He said, man,
Marcus said, my girl all in his empire, but I'm all on the word on the street.
Hey. Hey. But that's not the same. Well, we got to take a commercial break. The man is in the building. We told you he was coming. Absolutely. Craig Swatter's in the building, baby. Mm-hmm. SEC, Memphis State, Bulldog represent.
Memphis
Mississippi State.
State.
Mississippi State.
Yeah, come you got, on now.
You think
come
about slick
now.
Money, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
I do like Memphis State. Bulldogs. Memphis State Bulldogs.
Mississippi State is in the building, but
he's going to the Memphis Grizzlies, y'all. Look at him right now.
He going to the
so the Grizzlies lead him.
No, James, we do
Jesus,
not think
can
that.
Jesus,
no.
Can
exactly.
You, can we pray to Jesus?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, be quiet. Jesus, can this kid get drafted by the Grizzlies?
Hey,
amen.
He said he don't care where he go.
I know that's right.
Said Grizzlies.
Hey, Sports Round Table, we'll be right back. Commercial break.
You're listening to IBNX. IBNXradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Roundtable with the SRT crew. Hey, this your main man, Big Ho from Bankhead, representing the SRT crew. As now you can catch Sports Roundtable each Wednesday night live from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as Sports Roundtable will bring you the hottest topics, the hottest sports information, and the latest rumors that's in the sports world. And you can catch us on IBNXradio.com.
Sports Roundtable back. We're doing our thing. Craig Swatter's in the building.
Craig.
Thanks for tuning in the first hour.
We're calling him Craig.
Craig.
He's Craig.
Worldwide.
Craig.
Facebook Live worldwide. Damn. Chicken, baby.
Worldwide.
Chicken,
Craig.
Baby.
Craig, we got Craig in the building, y'all.
Yeah. And look, I played this song for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got to get the youngins what they can relate to. I had to get them younger what they can relate to.
Yeah, let him hear what he pumping to.
Yeah.
Just for the youngins.
For the youngins. I got to play it for
he
him.
He's going to go through a little bit of this. So it's only suit.
Look at.
Yeah, he finna do a little of this.
He looking like LeBron.
Hey.
Claiming it, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Got that
about,
smile,
man.
Too.
So, Sports Roundtable, Mississippi State's own Craig Sward. Call him Chicken, a Gump legend.
Yes, sir.
So, doing this thing, man. We're going to jump into this the White House stuff first. I've been promising Dwight Howard talk, how we go fix the Hawks. I guess I'm the only one going to speak on that.
Yeah, please. That. You
ain't
Steve
nobody
can.
Else.
Yeah,
ain't nobody else. Ain't nobody
y'all
else.
Y'all the GM, so y'all fix it.
So,
it's a bunch of mess. I say blow it all up.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
I'd rather have my man here playing for the Hawks, boy. Them boys weak, boy.
But, y'all love to tell you, man. But before we get into anything, we got to get into them trending topics.
Hey,
I thought we was going to skip that segment.
Hey, no, sir. What up, it's your boy D. Will, and I got y'all ready tonight for the trending topics, man. Hey, I'm keeping it all NBA tonight. All right, we in the season. I got my youngin' in the building with me, man. So, yeah, we keeping it all NBA. And I'm going to start off with, why is everybody hating on Steph Curry?
Oh, my God.
Why is oh, my goodness. My homeboy got a page. Tracy McGrady. T-Mac, he's sitting up kind of plush right now. He's on NBA TV. He stopped wearing the big pants on his suits. Okay, so Tracy McGrady. And he had the nerves to come out and say that Steph Curry's unanimous MVP voting is because of a watered down NBA. Last I saw, there's no lack of stars in the NBA right now. There's no lack of great players in the NBA right now. And for if somebody's going to say that, please let it be somebody who won an MVP.
Shots fired. Bah, bah, bah.
How are you going to comment on an MVP and you never won one? So how do you know what it feels like or what it means to be MVP?
Hey, man, put the AK down.
Get low, get low, get low.
Fall in the bag, fall in the bag. Moving right along to some more hate. LeBron James.
LeBron James
has come out and said the word valuable in MVP is open for interpretation.
Wow.
We y'all can go fire up the guns.
No, no, hey, dude. I can agree with him on that.
Hey, I'm not saying I disagree.
Because if you go listen to Kobe now, when Kobe was killing the folks in the league,
he should have been
MVP by four times.
Yeah, he should have won.
He only got one.
I agree. Okay. Now, I agree. Okay. It is open for interpretation. Yeah. But I didn't hear LeBron James. I didn't hear LeBron James say that when he was winning four.
Thank you. But nobody got this more than Kobe did.
But listen, we're talking about Steph Curry, who just won two back-to-back, and he's getting more hate for winning it than anybody I've ever seen.
And Kobe should have won four straight.
Kobe should have, would have, could have, but this boy just won two.
That part.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
So why are they taking shots at him when he has done nothing but average 36-5
because,
and two steals?
Because he's light-skinned.
That's not, I already know what it is. And he's too good. All right, but moving right along to my very last thing, and Big Ho ain't going to like it. What do the Hawks do with the three All-Stars from last year?
Trade them all.
Jeff Teague, Al Horford, Kyle Korver.
Let them come and be on the show. They need to take 3 hour place. Boy, they some garbage.
Trade them all.
Big Ho, don't give me that cricket smile.
You see how he looking?
I don't want that J. Cole. Don't give me the J. Cole. Don't give
man,
me the answer.
It'll take me 30 minutes to try to fix these folk, man.
Hey, I'm talking about that's what they talking about on the internet. That's what Twitter and Facebook is talking about right now.
Well, first of all, you don't sign Al to no five-year deal. Give him two at whatever it is.
Hold right there.
Does he take
his agent just left the firm that he was associated with, so it won't be a two-year deal.
Okay.
If his agent going to get on his own, open his own firm, oh, it's a five-year deal.
Okay, well.
There it is.
But in my opinion, if it ain't two, depending on what else you got, and we can go get into the Dwight Howard's talk. So that may have changed some things about what I think. Kyle Korver should come off the bench.
Yeah.
And go with
and who was
Jeff Teague.
Jeff Teague.
Why don't you home?
Listen, why don't you package Kyle Korver in a deal to make a move? You don't want Jeff Teague. If you're going to ride with Dennis Schroeder.
But I had already said, I don't want to take
Kyle
too much.
Korver?
I'm saying package him in a deal with somebody else.
With everybody. Somebody with the whole team.
Anybody can use a
shooter.
I mean,
he can go to Cleveland and shine.
Exactly.
So,
great. So yeah. Everybody can use a shooter.
So he has value.
He has value. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Package him
you
into
can say,
something.
Okay, real quick, and you can finish. Jeff Teague, Korver, first round pick, go to Cleveland, bring Kyrie Irving back.
If Cleveland does that, I will burn down. They're going to burn Ohio up if that happens. What? They will burn
you
Ohio.
You
got to
run by LeBron first.
Oh, and LeBron going to run Kyle Korver.
Right.
All right, man. That's all you got
for
me. Hey,
man, that's it for the trending topics, man.
Nice job.
I appreciate it.
Good job, D-Will.
I appreciate that, bro.
ESPN, baby.
Yeah, on the way.
Fox. My buddy
FS1.
Hey, my buddy coming next.
Or FS2.
Hey, Sports South.
Yeah. Hey, hard.
CNN.
We're going to Hancock.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cox Sports.
Moments in sport.
Yeah, but before we do that, though.
TNT
dude look like Kobe Bryant, man.
He does kind of look like Kobe.
I'm looking at him now like, yeah.
His nickname was Kobe.
He does kind of look like Kobe.
What? His nickname was Kobe.
That's scary.
Y'all should have saw him when he was in ninth grade. He shot every shot like Kobe.
I'm looking at him like, man, Kobe is sitting behind me, man.
You can't score unless you shoot.
Hey, you can't score unless you shoot.
Yeah, McAfee, share the page. Do whatever you got to do. Sports Roundtable, if it's going to be popping, do what you
got
to do.
Hey, I just got a huge shout-out from one of our top listeners, baby. Dontrell, my main man, Don.
What's
just
up,
shouted
Don?
Us out.
Don. Absolutely.
What's up, Tim?
All right, but we got to move on to Moments in Sports.
I like this segment.
By my main man, Hancock, baby. We're going to get in that Memphis stuff today.
It is, baby.
Hey, Ball, NJG.
Yes, all right, all right, all right.
Yo, got it.
This week's Moment in Sports comes to you from Game 4. Western Conference Finals, May 26, 2002.
Okay.
The setting, 1.5 seconds left. Robert Horry picks up a ball and shoots a 25-foot basket with 0.6 seconds left, switches the three-pointer to give the Lakers a 100-99 victory over the Sacramento Kings in game number four. The Kings had a 24-point lead in the second quarter and wound up losing the game with that shot for Horry. Ended up losing the series in game seven in overtime. Other notables from this series came about with the admissions from Tim Donaghy. Donaghy, in his book, wrote, as soon as the referees were chosen for the rest of the series in game seven, Donaghy said he knew when Dick Vibetta was chosen, there would be a game seven. When he knew he was chosen in game six, he knew there would be a game seven.
Oh, wow.
This goes back to what I say all the time about the officiating.
Yeah.
Chris Webber told his teammates at halftime, don't count on just playing the Lakers, count on playing eight. We'll be playing against the refs this game.
Wow.
The Kings, despite having this disparaging whatever coming up against them, managed to get the game to a 75-75 tie going into the fourth quarter. But something about that fourth quarter still stinks to this day.
It stinks.
Wow. And it stinks because the Lakers in the fourth quarter had 27 free throws.
Yo.
I'm not talking about for the game. I'm talking about in the fourth quarter.
Was that Hackershack though?
No, Gangsta. They shot 40 free throws for the game. They shot 27 in the fourth quarter, which was actually two more than the Kings shot for the entire game.
I was about to say the whole game.
Wow.
So I think the Lakers are in this game only made five field goals in the whole fourth quarter.
Wow.
It's funky.
And ended up winning overtime.
Wow.
This probably was the best chance for some of those Sacramento Kings to win a title.
It was.
And as I said to you, when we talk about things not being even and not on a great playing or even playing field, that's one of the most the travesty in sports right there.
Yeah, it really is.
With the Kings and the Lakers sitting back to that game.
Wow.
Moments, Moments in sports. Robert Horry's big shot.
Hey, Horace. Man, Hancock, nice.
Horace, Tim Banks just said, trade T. Culver and our first pick to move up for Buddy Hield for Oklahoma.
Nah, I'd just rather move up. I'd rather move up and just take Malik Beasley from Florida State.
Homeboy. I like
Beasley. Exactly. But I do want to say this before we move on is
I like that referee intertwined.
I do too.
I thought it was appropriate since we
talked
about that.
I'm sorry, see what year that was?
I love the flow.
2002.
Then when that happened?
Yeah.
And this is 16?
Yes. Yep.
Gangsta's still doing what they do.
Hey, they
Gangsta's
do
it. Been doing it for
but
a long time.
Mob been around forever, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Second up, half Jimmy? Of the show. Once again, I got a shout out to Facebook Live. What's happening? We doing our thing. We got them in the building. We're going to get to them real soon. We got something to talk about first. SRT Radio. IG, Facebook, Twitter. Please follow us. Hit us up. Do your thing, 8 to 10 every Wednesday. Eastern
Shout out
Standard
JC
Time.
Tomorrow for and always I, talking.
Absolutely.
JC, what up, boy?
Yeah.
What's up,
JC? All
right, we're finna get into it, man. All right. Everybody know, and, you know, we talked about this earlier. Dwight Howard was on last night, and I thought it was his way to be interviewed for jobs.
It was.
In my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Okay? What we're going to do is go around the room real quickly, because we got to get to my main man, Kobe.
that's right. Good name, Kobe.
But we got to get to him, man, because there's a lot of things we want to actually talk about. But has your opinion changed about Dwight Howard after you listen or watch the video or the interview? We'll start with Tip.
Hell no.
Preach,
he is so good at saying the right things.
Pow, pow, pow.
But where he got caught up at in my mind, how you gonna lie and say you ain't thought about your free agency? Really? You expect us to believe that for real? He's a liar. He's so good at saying the right things to make himself look good. But we know what it is.
He's a politician.
He really is. He can kick rocks. Bye, boy.
Ooh.
Hey,
He played the political game. Yeah. He did. And Chip's right. He did say the things to try to make himself look good. Mm-hmm. And I think he did a good job. When he kind of shifted a lot of the stuff toward old man game.
Yes.
That's
yeah, he did. Yeah. James Harden.
Mm-hmm. When he said, this is true. He said, I can't shake and bake at the top of the key. Yeah. I can't go between my legs.
Yeah.
I'm dependent on other people to give me the ball and for the offense to be structured in a way that I get the ball sometimes. Right. Which is goes back to what we were talking about that analytics, shooting all those threes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't have Steph Curry.
Right.
So you can't play that way.
Yeah. Exactly.
Numbers are skewed. They lie.
This is what I keep saying about him. He is the quintessential bad boyfriend right now.
Yes.
Somebody gonna give him that money. He gonna play somewhere this year.
Of course.
And somebody is looking at him
saying, at a max deal.
Somebody's looking at him saying, he can be the centerpiece, the linchpin to my defense and give me that 15 to 18 points a game, 10 to 12 rebounds, couple of block shots. He can do what DeAndre Jordan does.
Yeah.
He just has to be put in. If DeAndre Jordan can succeed, he can.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
I think last night was more of an interview for Kenny Smith than it was for Dwight Howard. Knowing he just left Houston for a job interview, I think it was well placed by both agents, especially Dwight Howard's agent, to get him that set the day that Shaq's not there to sit Superman in that chair.
Perfect.
To have a conversation with the potential coach of the Houston Rockets. With Dwight Howard being able to opt out, Kenny Smith asked him blatantly, so are you opting out of your contract next year?
And that's why he's like, no, because just in case I could play for you.
I think it was more of, hey, Kenny, can you take control and have a conversation with Dwight Howard on air that can say, you could be the next coach of the Houston Rockets. You're the one that can put Dwight Howard and James Harden in a situation where they can coincide. I think it was more on Kenny Smith's face than Dwight Howard. But like I said, Dwight Howard was Hillary Clinton last night.
Yeah.
What I am a what's them things that change and adapt, them little lizard things?
The chameleon,
Hillary Clinton and Dwight Howard are that.
And how whatever, he's
you
working
put them wherever they
now.
At, boy. Hillary, I got hot sauce in my bag. You know what I'm talking about?
And Dwight Howard, I'm working on my game already.
Come on,
oh,
man.
We going to see when the regular season starts. You going to look the same. Still throwing the same stupid hook.
Left
you
hand hook shot.
Yep. You going to look the exact same when the season starts. Stop lying.
Yeah, I'm doggone cheering.
All right, man. Go ahead. Hey, but hold on. Nice breakdown.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice breakdown. Yeah. He added agents and all that.
Yeah, that was well placed, man.
Hey, yeah.
Montgomery guy right there. You're a smart guy.
He tried to show out
college, right?
Younger.
3-3-4. You went to college, right?
3-3-4.
Oh, Bama.
Smart. Okay, Bama.
I'm mad at him, but we're going to keep talking. That's all.
I agree with Tiff said, and I agree with D. Will said. That boy always make a fool of himself.
I guess that's what we said.
Basically, he got up there and tried to explain why he played poorly.
Yeah.
For the Lakers? Yeah. And why you playing bowling for Houston?
Yeah.
I act like a kid, they say, and then when I don't smile, they think something's wrong with me.
He did. Yeah.
And then when I'm serious, they think I'm good.
That affects your game, though.
Yeah, yeah. And from Barkley and Smith, like, am I going to work with this fool? Smith said, am I going to be coaching this fool? I'd rather have Craig than to have that boy on my team. Horace, he is sorry.
Ooh.
I know y'all. Oh, his best years was at Orlando.
It was.
Might get him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
you but right. After that, he ain't doing nothing. I'm here to tell you, brother.
Done.
And he had an ugly suit on.
Yeah, I was not feeling that suit either. I was not feeling it.
Slick money, boy.
Yeah, he looking like
Can we ask Craig
right
what
now.
He thought about that? Craig,
he do look like Fawdy Water.
I think Craig didn't watch, but we won't take his opinion anyway.
Yeah.
He didn't even watch. Say, what now? Okay, good. Thank you so much, Craig.
All right. So
you might play with him.
So we might want to edit that part. We gonna just hit the dump button. Hit the dump button.
Come on, intern.
Your fellow guy, your Dak Prescott going through that now with the Cowboys.
With Tony Romo. That tweet he put out. Yeah. Don't push sin.
Don't push sin.
But real talk, the interview to me, like I said, was an interview for the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
You know, whether it's for Kenny Smith or Dwight Howard, this is you'll get to see what happens. Now, it kind of gave me a little – it softened me a little bit.
I knew it would.
He did the political thing, and I agree. But to his defense, Dwight Howard has never played with a point guard. Never played
Jameer
with a point
Nelson
guard.
Jameer Nelson was pretty good at that time.
I was
in
just
Orlando,
getting ready
man.
To say that.
He was pretty good, and he was an all-star.
Just getting ready
Jameer
to say
Nelson
that.
Was a score-first point guard.
He was.
Even from St. Joe. So.
But he played well with it.
Yeah, he did.
He was an all-star.
He did. Yeah. And ever since then.
Nothing for Jameer.
Nothing. Yeah. And nothing for Dwight. Sure. So, to his defense. Now, I'm not saying that even with a point guard now, that he would be what he was in Orlando. But in today's game, what he can do is rebound and block shots.
That he can.
And he can run. So the only issue that I would have is the free throw shoot.
Yeah, that's a
the
bad.
The hack of Dwight, if he can shoot free throws.
But that rule's been
be
changed.
Much,
yeah, that rule's
much
changed.
Yeah, that rule's about to be changed. So that's gonna alleviate a lot of that.
Well, yeah. So, well.
And with all
he still can't shoot free throws.
One thing you can say about Dwight, and this is not the bump for him, when they put him in the right situation with shooters around him, they went to the finals.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, come on now. Come on, Six Man. Six Man said good there. And another thing else, he know about women.
Oh,
yes, he do. If he don't know basketball, he know women.
He might can't shoot free throws,
but he can shoot. Something.
Stop the madness!
If you want some tip, call Dwight Howard. He'll tell you what to do.
Stop the madness! All
right, man. So
the man with no condom.
I don't even know what those are.
Hey, weekend dump button. Dump button weekend.
Speak the truth here, man. I don't know basketball, but I know sex.
I appreciate that, McAfee. I appreciate it. But he's in the building. Hit that mic. Make sure we. Oh, yeah. We're good. Ladies and gentlemen, we got somebody from the Gump, and he's a legend.
Yes, sir.
He's a youngin'. The Alabama Challenge.
Let me take this, man.
You got it. Go ahead, D-Will.
Let me rock out with you.
Go ahead.
Roll tide.
Check it out. This all off the top of the brain. This is nothing rehearsed. I met this kid when he was in the seventh grade, and I'm going to tell you, I was coaching high school basketball at Montgomery Academy, all right? We had a summer camp called Camp Hoopstar, and Coach Big Quake from the West Side used to bring all the kids from the West Side to this camp. Now, this is a privileged private school I coached at, all right? So he brought in all the West Side kids to interact at the camp. So everybody used to come in. Now, I'm going to tell you some of the names that were at this camp. You got Jeremy Johnson, who's quarterback at Auburn. You got what's Jay Bell's first name? Just slipped my mind. Justin Shanks, who is a defensive tackle at Florida State. All right. You had Craig. Come on. I knew he was going to like that. That's why I put him in there.
Right.
But everybody used to come to the camp, and they used to be like, chicken coming tomorrow. Chicken, 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 chicken. That's all you heard was chicken.
Right.
So I'm like, who is this chicken kid? So this little skinny 14-year-old kid walks into the gym, and everybody's like, that's chicken. That's chicken. All right, so a couple years later, I got the privilege of coaching the Alabama Challenge, a Nike-sponsored team in Montgomery, 15 and under. So when I got ready to assemble my team, everybody was like, first person you got to go get is chicken. All right? He the best 15-year-old in the city. He's going to be the best 15-year-old in the state. You got to go get chicken. All right? So my first player I went after was chicken. All right? Got him on my team, put the thing together. Man, we had a great summer. And I was able to watch this kid come from a 14-year-old kid to go to high school and become the state's Mr. Basketball, sign a full-ride scholarship to Mississippi State, become a college graduate. He's now a father and is on his way to be everything I saw him be when I saw him walk in the gym that day.
Nice.
And I sit here and I'm proud to – have him sitting here and him being able to ascend to where he's going and say I was able to see him on his journey and him actually make it out of where I know a lot of kids don't make it out of, because he has a best friend that was on that same team that could be sitting right here with him, but he's sitting in a different place because he had different choices. Mm-hmm. So for me to see him sitting here and being where he is and seeing where he's going to go, it makes me proud to introduce my youngin', Craig Chicken Sword.
Yes, sir.
Chicken in the building.
Welcome to the SRT.
What's up, man? Hit that mic for me.
Yeah, talk right into it. You got to talk right into that joint.
Glad to be here.
There you go. Practice. Got to get that practice.
Yes, sir. Interview style.
You got two nicknames, Chicken and Kobe.
Hey. Chicken Kobe.
Chicken Kobe. There we go.
No, Kobe Chicken.
Kobe Chicken. That's Kobe Chicken.
All right, the first thing we want to say, the first thing we got to ask you is, how you enjoying the show so far?
I love it, man. From the time I walked in, I like the energy.
Like the
yes,
energy.
Sir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. SEC, you know, you're a legend from the gump. At least that's what Coach say.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right? SEC, why the SEC for you?
They recruited me pretty hard when I dealt one of my first offers. Okay. State, and, I mean, I
Stansberry.
Yeah, Stansberry.
There we go. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I've been through three coaches. So
yeah.
Three coaches in 4 years.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That's tough.
Know you getting full fur?
Are you Dwight Howard? Hold on.
Coach Killer.
Coach go, Killer. Kobe Chicken, Coach Killer.
So, if not Mississippi State, what was your second choice?
Alabama.
Bama.
I should have tried harder. Uh-huh. I should have tried harder.
Memphis uh-huh. didn't recruit you?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Nah. I mean, I had committed early to Mississippi State. They probably not cover my office off. But, okay. I mean, I was committed there. All
right. How was the recruiting process?
I mean, Coach Brooks called me every day. Every single day. And, I fell in love with it. So, that's probably one of the best decisions I made.
Okay. Not trying to be funny. Do you have a cowbell?
No.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That's thank a good you. Question.
I didn't get one at all. I wanted one, but
exactly. And for y'all that don't know, Mississippi State is known for the cowbell ring. Mm-hmm. And when Will Clark went to school there, it was all day long. So, but I'm I got one more question for you, and we'll just go around the room and shoot it to you. I just got to know this. 4 years, SEC. You've seen a lot of players come. You've seen a lot of players go. You even had a couple on your team over the last 4 years. The best player that you ever played with and against?
the best player I ever played against in the 4 years, I think, is Stephon Moody.
Wow. Ole Miss.
Against.
Yes. Yeah. Moody. I remember Moody.
Another one, Joe McCray.
Wow.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Played with Rockaway Johnson, my teammate from high school.
Okay. That's it?
Yeah,
I'm kind of shocked that he said, I'm sorry, Hancock. I went, but that's Stephon, because he got buckets. He gets buckets. And, you know, he was big in the SEC, but not nationally to a lot of people.
This year?
Yeah.
Dude with the braids.
Kid with the braids.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is he chose somebody that's in the same state.
Listen, no. He chose somebody at Ole Miss.
That's my point.
That's like, is that like, that's like fornication.
Are we throwing shade?
Yeah.
Are we throwing shade in the LSU?
I think what it is, you know when somebody get it to you.
Hey, you know when it get you.
Basically, that part.
Hey, I got a question for you. What, first of all, if you had to break your own game down, who would we associate or who would you say we would most see your game as?
You saying like comparing it to? Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Explosive like that. So he's one of the people you try to pattern yourself down?
Yeah.
Good. Now, to touch on something that we talked about a little shade, because I told Harris I was going to ask you this. You played against the number one pick in the draft coming out this year. Maybe one or two.
Uh-oh, look at his face.
Now, we on camera.
So, you know, not for you to throw shade or no. Tell me a little bit about Ben Simmons.
I think Ben Simmons is a great player, man. He's an all-around player. He can't shoot, but, I mean he lived up to his potential.
Yeah, you think he lived up to it? Do you think knowing that he was going to go high,
I mean,
he didn't?
I think he was a little arrogant.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, sometimes you have to be that way.
Hey.
I got you. So, influences growing up in the gump, I'm sure you watched pro basketball or whatever like that then. Mm-hmm. But as a youngster, you know, D-Will – What local guys were local guys that you kind of patting yourself after? Somebody you got grew up idolizing a little bit?
Cousin. Jamar Sword. Took the wrong path. Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I looked up to him a lot.
Hey.
You ought to feel proud, man. All these guys taking the wrong path, and you sending
that's what I say, man.
Tonight, man, is that's a blessing, man. So we got to definitely make sure we recognize that. The Jew, what you got for Kobe?
I want to know what do you have going on in your life at this very moment? Like, what are you doing?
Okay, right now I'm training with my coach right here, Coach D.
Okay,
I'm gonna be in Atlanta for probably a week or so, and flying out to California on the 19th.
Okay,
for pre-draft training.
Okay.
Got something going on.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Slate, you got something?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, D. Will say he been knowing you, Kobe Chicken, for a long time.
Yes, sir.
You just got your new nickname. Going to stick it to the NBA.
It's sticking, man. They going to call you that.
Yeah, put on Instagram. I like that. But this Kobe is my chicken. Question, man. You played in the SEC. All them boys at Kentucky go pro every year. And we can't even argue about that. That's real.
Yeah.
You played against them. So, according to this sheet here, what I looked at, you had some pretty impressive numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you're going to get drafted. Mm. If you played against Kentucky, LSU, them types of teams, I don't see no reason why not. So congrats from all of us to you, man. I think this is very impressive, and you should be proud because with this type of resume, you should get drafted. And what it feels like to play against Kentucky, they were just 38-0 and
I mean,
when did you get intimidated when you seen them dudes? You didn't never get intimidated?
No.
Well, we know your chicken ain't the right name for you. Monster here. Kobe Monster. Kobe Monster, yeah. But, man, what it feels like to go into Rupp Arena and see the blue, all them folks hollering and screaming. Because the SEC got a lot of big houses. A
lot of tradition.
But when you go to the Kentucky and the blue and you drop 19 or 20, that's pretty impressive.
It felt great. Every time I went in there, I just had a mindset that they went better than me.
Wow.
So, I mean, I just go in there and play my hardest.
So, it was like a high.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just high all the time getting these big arenas.
Yeah.
Because Montgomery ain't got arenas like that.
Hey, man, slow down, man.
Hey,
hold on, man.
You're having a good time to listen to that, like it, think you're handsome. You're having a good time. But, no, man, I think playing against Kentucky is just the tradition, like D. Will and Steve said, man, is amazing. So, I know you had to feel good. And those guys can make it. I'm pretty sure you're going to do the same thing. Just don't forget about us.
Oh, yeah, I won't.
I need a ticket to the Hawk game.
One more question, Craig. What about your defensive prowess? You're a wing player, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do you take pride in trying to lock down the best offensive score on the other team?
Yeah,
is that something that you look forward to?
Yeah,
you like that challenge?
I love defense. I mean, well, I grow and I love it. I'm natural born scorer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Once Coach Howland got in, I mean, he preaching me, chick, you got to be the best defender on the court or we're going to lose.
Right.
So I had to step up my game and play defense a lot.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's where you can open a lot of eyes by keeping people from scoring.
Yeah.
So, man, I hope it works out for you, man.
Ben Howland, legend, come from UCLA. He's been around. I think he was at Pittsburgh at one point.
I think Howland was at UCLA.
UCLA. Yeah, he went to four straight at UCLA.
Maybe somewhere else.
Yeah.
He was. Did one of y'all?
I think he coached at Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh first. That's what I was gonna say.
What's the difference in his style in Stansberry? Because I know Stansberry got you there, you know, and obviously, you know, going through those transition of coaches, you know, Howland coming in with this reputation of. You know, I can win and I can get players to play. You know, kind of describe the coaching differences between the two.
Well, I didn't get coached by Stanberry, so I wouldn't really just know.
Okay.
Because he would have been a great recruiter if I was in high school. I would definitely went there. With
really?
Him.
Okay. Yeah. Malik Newman, we heard about him. At least I have, even from high school. He was touted out of Mississippi. There's no way that he it was a can't miss. Mm-hmm. How was it playing with a guy Malik Newman's status and the hype for that year that you played with him?
It was great, man. I grown to like him as a friend. He busts his butt every day. I mean, he didn't have a great year. I mean, mostly because of injuries.
Right.
But I mean, Malik is a good player.
Good player.
Yep.
Okay.
I got a few for him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me throw one. All right, we know you're getting ready to take your game away from college to the professional level. What do you feel and what are you hearing from scouts and other people that you need to work on going to the next level?
Basically just staying confident in mostly defense. They said don't come in, look to score early. Just come in, just work yourself into the game.
There it is. Also, what position are they projecting you to play on the next level? You played the wing. You played some point at Mississippi State due to injuries in your couple years, and then you moved back to the wing some when Malik came in. So what position are they projecting you to play on the next level? And I know your coach can probably – Help you out and answer that a little better, but what you think?
What are y'all working on?
Coach D, step to the mic and go and let them know what y'all working on in your workouts and what is your focus? What is your focus with him? And what are you hearing that he needs to work on to get better at going to the next level?
Like Chicken said, he's a natural born scorer. I think that's a given. So as far as transitioning to the next level, you have to. Kind of develop a different mindset from a point guard's perspective, mm-hmm. considering his size.
Exactly.
And considering as far as what's going to give him the best chance to be successful on the highest level, mm-hmm. Is developing his handles a lot more. And again, him getting a good feel for what a true point guard does, because I think that is what's going to give him the best chance to succeed.
Yeah.
So his handles and that mindset and understanding how to make other players around you better. And understanding how to kind of fall back in terms of the scoring aspect of things. But again, like you said, defensively,
mm-hmm.
I think more than anything is being able to defend and be a great on-ball defender.
And see that, and I agree, because like you say, he is in the mold of a Russell Westbrook. 6'3", 197 pounds. He's long. He's extremely athletic. If anybody has watched, I don't want to put you out there like this, but if you watched over the weekend of the Final Four, the college dunk contest the night before. Chicken was in the dunk contest, and he attempted to jump over a pancake from IHOP. And tell him what you did to the pancake. I tell him he flattened it. So we know you're extremely explosive, and like you say, you attack like Westbrook. That's your thing. You love taking it to the rim. But I love what Coach D said, because like I said, we've been saying this since you were 14. Learn how to put that ball on the floor. Put the ball on the floor, just not to get your shot off, but to also get others involved. And that's good that he's working on you with that going to the next level, because that is where we think you can succeed.
Now, I need to say this before Slick go. You sound like his coach.
Don't he?
I mean, that was impressive.
What's your name?
Let him keep going.
Yeah.
Well, give me your whole name, coach.
Yeah, he was impressive.
My name is Delmont Madison.
Whatever you do,
credentials.
Shout
credentials.
It out. Yeah. Put it out there, because – you sound like you can get somebody to come to your gym.
Yeah, he's intelligent.
Actually, I used to coach him with that very same program.
Right, Alabama Talent?
Absolutely.
Okay,
This was probably about 4 years ago. I graduated from Colorado State University in 96.
Okay.
I played 11 years in Europe myself. I played in different countries like Hungary, Croatia, okay. France, Jordan, Switzerland,
there
so
you
on
go.
And so forth. So I've done a few things.
I got a question for you, Coach, and this is for him, though. Believe it or not, I played basketball.
He's pretty good, too.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And I played actually point guard in high school, but shooting guard in college. How important to you that it is to him that he understands the feel of the game just as important as just playing the game?
Mm-hmm. I think it's more important that exactly. he understands from a mental perspective how to approach the game.
Right.
How to go about his development. And what I mean by that is he has to be a student of the game. And if that means staying up at 2 and 3 in the morning and studying video of other players that he envisioned himself kind of being or evolving into,
right.
like the Westbrook, kind of break down his game and study piece by piece, his footwork, his balance,
right.
angles, so on and so forth, and his decision-making.
Yeah.
So those are things that he can be prepared for before he even touched the ball.
Exactly.
And that's really what's going to help him.
Don't get her on Westbrook. She's just not. She's going to throw shots at Westbrook.
Quick story. I was in college, and somebody took a picture of me shooting an open jump shot for a three. And my coach used to get on me all the time about my mechanics. And I was trying to show him that the mechanics were perfect in this pitch. He pointed out, well, it's still 26 seconds on the shot clock. First thing he said, if I can remember correctly, this was the second pass in the offense. So the defense has not shifted yet. Sound familiar? I mean, so.
Yeah, that's not about like chicken.
Understanding the feel of the game sometimes is to me, gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm. Chicken feel like he need to shoot.
There you go.
There you go. That's right, Steve.
Exactly. Want to shout out again my Facebook Live folks, man. What's up, Jen? McAfee, you always putting us on. Shay Monet is on.
What's up, Shay? Shout out, Shay.
Hey, Harold. Hey, Harold and checked in, y'all. What up, Harold?
What up, Harold?
Yes, sir. All right, Slick, go ahead. What you got?
I'm going to ask this question to Craig, and it's a little off base, but it makes sense, though. Because I've been thinking about this, Craig. Now, you know everything in life is a numbers game, if they haven't told you that, right? I'm sure your coach will know because he just said it. If you don't make it in the NBA or get drafted, your coach named several things that he did. Because there's always a dream when you want to get to the highest level. And when, if the dream don't come true, do you stop it and go become an insurance man? Or do you stop it and do whatever?
Or do you go overseas?
Right, and that's what I was saying, because his coach alluded to all the things he did. So my question is here. Sports, business, everything's a number game. It's timing. And I hope your time is now. Right. But I'm asking you this. If you don't get drafted, and trust me, you probably will. I'm just asking you, just in case somebody come up to you and say this to you. What is your next plan?
Well, I don't think I'm going to give up on anything that I love most. Okay. So, yeah, I will consider going overseas and playing. I mean, I'm still playing ball, so it wouldn't make a difference.
Because, and the reason I'm asking, because I don't care if you can be in Hungary, you can be in Portland, wherever you are, they can find you.
Yeah.
There's always tapes.
Yeah. Right.
So my thing I'm asking you is to stay with your grind, man, just in case. But I believe you going first or second round.
Wait, there it is.
Come on now. Let's just keep it 100. But if that's not the case, your coach is smart. Yeah. He said that, follow his path. Because, man, some of the great ones started late now.
Yeah.
Come on now. Let's keep it 100 now.
Hey, everybody cut a check.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's
so if you can go to China and average 40, somebody's going to call you and say, man, it's a jet tomorrow. I need you over here.
But I'm
going to
piggyback off that question from Slick Money.
Go ahead, Doc.
What are your few, if you don't get drafted, and what are your expectations? Would you prefer NBDL or would you prefer to go overseas? Where would you prefer to go and where would you like to play? If the NBA is not the path right now. And I know that's kind of a hard question, and your coach can help you that
question,
too.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, you know, the money's different, all right?
Absolutely.
The money, but also is the exposure.
And the opportunity.
The opportunity.
And
also learning
question,
the actual NBA game.
Right.
It's a difference between the NBA game and overseas game and what works. And like you say, what do you think will work best for you going forward?
Well, you see his coach.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Now, coach can answer that
they
also.
They both can answer? Yeah, two-part question.
That's what y'all talk.
I mean, I'll try the D-League. I'll try it, but, I mean, I think overseas probably be the best thing.
Yeah. Money, man. Like you say, you got a family to take care of. It's other aspects. Like you say, he's a father.
Yeah, overseas legend right here.
Yes, sir.
I agree with you on the overseas aspect. And the reason I say that is because at the end of the day, and we were just talking about this today, how – really, the game can use you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of players don't understand what it means to kind of take control of their brand and to use the game as opposed to allowing the game to use you. Like, he's given his health. He's shed blood, sweat, and tears at Mississippi State University.
Yep.
And at some point in time, there has to be some kickback for him.
Right.
You
know, there you go.
His, like
for
like
his abilities, his God-given abilities, and the time and effort that he's put in over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we just recently, I mean literally within hours, had a conversation about him preparing himself mentally for his transition, whether that be 2 years from now, because you know nothing in life is guaranteed.
Absolutely. Right.
Whether it be a year from now, I want him to start understanding how he's going to transition post wide, you know, what he's going to do career, after post career.
Yeah, post basketball.
And the reason I say that is because I made that mistake. I waited to the end of my career to start to think about my transition and what I actually wanted to do. So it was a late start, and I had a hard time. I had to go back to school, finish my bachelor's. 2 years later, I finished my master's. But I don't want him to get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I want him to devise a plan early on what he's going to do as far as transitioning at the end of his career and be prepared. For whatever.
And that's a great answer because me, I saw it firsthand, all right? Like, this is deja vu for me, all right? When I was coming up, my brother was a top 10 player in the country. Went to Alabama for 4 years, all right? Sat at Bama for 4 years and did not plan post. Played 9 years overseas. Didn't plan for post-career. Now he's started a little later, went back, got his bachelor's, and now he's coaching at Lanier. So it's a path, but you don't want them to have to take that path that you had to take the struggle when you can see, you've been there, you've seen it, you can set them up and say, hey, this is what you need to focus on. And that's a great answer.
Quick question. Coach, you and maybe either one can answer. You said you're heading out to where to go to California? Have you had any feelers or anything? Is there any kind of inclination or who may be kind of looking at your game and looking at where they might be interested in you, what teams might be interested in you, or anything of that nature?
I'm not sure at all.
Anybody? Nothing said at this
time? Well, based on conversations that I've had with his agent, and I know his agent through he's a friend of a friend.
Gotcha.
I actually met him. His name is Daniel Moldovan. He's located in Los Angeles, California. I met him through a great friend of mine who's actually an assistant with the Cleveland Cavaliers. His name is Phil Handy. Mm-hmm. Phil Handy, I mean, light-skinned gentleman,
kind of
bald, goatee, played at University of Hawaii. So I've known him since like 95, 96.
Right.
Phil introduced me to Daniel, and that's when I brought Daniel into the picture with him.
Okay.
But Daniel and I have had conversations regarding the Milwaukee Bucks. We have a mutual friend who recruits for the Milwaukee Bucks, who's a Hungarian.
Okay.
And he's a Hungarian that I knew when I played in Hungary.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Connections.
Then going back to another gentleman that is actually the current GM right now for the New Orleans Pelicans. Last name Demps, Dale Demps. Dale Demps was my teammate.
Okay.
At the University of the Pacific, 92. I was there from 91 to 93.
Okay. Damon Stoudemire, baby.
He and I. That's who's now there. Right. So, you know, we kind of have like some mutual friends who are kind of plugged in, and of course, Phil Handy with the Cavaliers, who's like a brother to Daniel.
Good.
So we kind of have, you know, kind of an inside.
That's what I was wondering.
So he got to go bust his butt to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
The door's open. You just got to run through.
No doubt. And again, just to go back to what you said earlier in reference to post-career, so on and so forth, and whether it would be the
MBDL or overseas.
The MBDL here or overseas. Overseas is the answer. Mm-hmm. And again, I mentioned earlier how taking advantage of your brand and kind of using the game. Mm-hmm. I want him to take that opportunity. If you can go get that money, and whether it's $100,000, whether it's $200,000, or whether you get 4 years out of it and you finish with, I don't know, $350 in the bank, do that. Because his family at this point has to eat.
Exactly.
And he needs to take advantage of that as much as possible.
And great segue, because the last question I want to ask is, do you feel any pressure being from where you're from, being that some people that is close to you had some same opportunities, they took a different path? Do you feel any pressure, or do you feel motivated to continue this course? Got a great coach, trainer, got another supporter who've coached you, and now you have us who will also support you. Motivated, or do you feel pressure?
Motivated.
Okay.
I ain't never felt no pressure growing up. So.
That's a good answer, man.
Yeah, I'm always motivated.
That's a good answer.
Hey, Craig.
Pressure busts pipes, but it also makes diamonds.
There you go.
Hey, Craig, whatever you do, man, this is real talk. Stay humble, man. Arrogance is not a place. I mean, the great ones make it and they become arrogant. But I'm just saying, as long as you're out there living and breathing, be humble, because that's what God is about.
And don't lose your work ethic.
And don't lose your
work
ethic.
When you lose your work ethic, your skills will diminish.
Absolutely.
And it will show.
And I'm telling you, man, God will open doors for you. that he might not do for somebody else because this is for you. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you what's for you. No matter how hard you work, what is for you is going to be for you. So do what you got to do. Stay on your ground. Respect your coach. Do what's right. And it's going to be some boys getting next to you. Mm-hmm. Ain't about that lifestyle. You got to choose to do what's right because you seem like you're a nice kid, man. And we're pulling for you. So, man, grind, do your thing, and just have faith, man, and be humble. I promise you, doors are going to open for you.
Thank you.
Is Russell Westbrook your favorite player?
Speak there you go.
Hey.
Say it again, bro.
I was kind of mad when y'all were talking about me.
There you go. Tell him that same question last week.
Say LeBron's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Not a bad choice at all, man. We want to thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure. What's the best thing about playing in the SEC? That's
SEC is live, man.
It's live.
Yeah. It's live. I love it.
Okay. It's a football conference,
but basketball is knocking also.
Okay, cool. All right, good deal. But man, we want to thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to your coach, man, and I really love the relationship, man, for even sticking with this kid throughout, because that ain't something that you had to do. And to kind of see this progress and just to see him through, you got to be proud of yourself for even just being able to humble yourself to even do it and to give him that kind of advice and things of that nature. D. Will,
yes, sir.
Appreciate you bringing the youngin' in.
Yeah, so, man.
You know.
I told y'all I knew people. Y'all ain't believe me. I had to show
I'm
y'all.
Starting to believe him now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to believe him.
Yeah,
bring one more person out. Really
one more person.
One more person.
I got you.
And we just want to wish you the best luck. Everything. We're praying for you. Whenever you want to stop back through, Wednesday night, we here.
Yes,
you know. And we know you like LeBron, we'll hold up off on him a little bit.
No, we ain't.
Cleveland going to win it all?
Yeah, oh, yeah, predictions. What's your predictions for the NBA Finals?
There you go, brother.
Wow.
You thought he was
what you got, Coach Dell?
Come on.
But they playing.
Wow.
They playing JV.
That's what I'm saying. They should look like this. If they didn't look like this, I would be worried about them.
I agree. Play on your schedule.
All right. You got any shots out before we do?
Craig, the Hulk needs some players, man.
You need to get drafted there.
They need a wing.
Hey, Craig, these boys are GMs for the Hawks. They can get you drafted.
They need it, man.
Can you set some up on?
Hey, before we leave this.
They need wing players.
Listen,
man.
What have we always said? The Hawks lack somebody they can throw the ball to in the wing who can get their own shot and make a bucket or make a play when it come down.
We got Kobe Chicken right here.
Kobe Chicken, I like that.
Tell him what your name is on Facebook.
Playmaker, man, get him there.
And Kobe Chicken.
Hey, what's Kobe your shout out? Go ahead and give me your shout out, man.
Give a shout out to the Gump, to Coach for having me on the show. Also, what's the name of the show again?
Sports Roundtable.
Sports Roundtable. Yeah, shout out to y'all too.
Sports Roundtable. Okay, sitting with the man.
Absolutely. Coach, you want to give your shots out, man? You good?
Coach, no shouts for Coach.
All right, so the moment that all y'all been waiting for, I'm going to tell you who the Hawks, free agent-wise.
Oh, yeah, you did tease this at the beginning of the show.
I did tease.
I forgot about it.
I did too.
Exactly. So
Bring us back.
The Hawks in free agency lack shot making. Okay? This is going to be a PR move. A financial move, and as far as I'm concerned, a shot-making move. The Hawks need to sign Seth Curry.
Ooh.
Seth who?
Curry.
Little brother.
For who?
Sacramento.
To do what?
Wait.
I can't.
I was staying out of it.
Okay.
The Hawks need to sign to do what, though?
Go.
What did his brother do?
That's his brother.
Is that it? Ain't in his gene.
He can't shoot.
Ask him, can he shoot? Ask Youngin, can he shoot?
Well, if he can shoot, the teams that got him gonna keep him.
Right. He opted out of his contract.
Yeah, he opted out of that 3-year deal with Sacramento. But that's because George Karl.
But you already knew. I already did my homework on it. So.
Yeah, George Karl told him he wouldn't be in the league past this year.
He opted out.
He let alone than George Karl right now.
Hey, yeah. George Karl ain't that no more.
And he let the summer league is going. And he went to the NBDL and averaged 35.
He can shoot the rock. But my thing is
shot making. That's all it is.
I'm saying, my thing is,
He's better than anything
needs,
on the
bench. He needs
anything.
Somebody what? To get him the rock.
And the way that they move the and ball. How many open shots have we missed?
You're right, but he I don't. The Hawks are about to change.
He will. If he's so cold, why Golden State can't keep it? Get it.
Well, no.
He don't want to play with his brother.
He can stay on the bench and be just
He
fine.
Don't want to play with his brother.
Tell him again, too.
He does not want to play on the same. He don't want to be his brother's shadow. He wants to make his own name for himself.
He already
exactly.
Know.
That's why he wants to make his
worse.
Own name for
that
himself.
That would be worse.
He would never go to the same team as him.
I would.
Never.
No, exactly.
Never.
Exactly.
He would never play
with Well, I play for him for a check, but if I had a decision.
He ain't even going to get a big check with him, though.
It is about a check.
That's all it's about.
He ain't gonna get a big. So he'll get a bigger check somewhere else.
Yeah. So I mean, that's my thing.
I hope your dream come true.
Yeah,
I do.
He's a shot maker.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
We missed a lot of open shots.
I would love for you to say I wish Hawk would draft him.
Well, we've already said that.
He go. Come on, brother.
We've already said that. But let me
Malik Beasley. He remember that, didn't he? He said
exactly.
Hey, that's a shot. Bop, 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 bop.
Hey, motivation.
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 Yeah, baby.
Motivation. But I'm going to shout out Facebook Live.
Appreciate
shout
you.
Out my crew. Shout out for Coach D for coming in. Shout out for Kobe, Chicken, Craig, Sword coming in the building. Shout out to Jay Smooth, always representing with us, baby. Shout out the intern for doing his thing.
Good job, James.
That NASCAR just, we just Killed on a whole nother level with that NASCAR.
Another level.
Another level. Shout out all our loyal listeners, and I got to give a shout out to the West Coast, California, San Jose,
Palo Alto.
Thank you, Coach. Coach got us. Coach saved it.
Vallejo.
Viejo. Viejo.
Say it again.
Viejo.
And there's one more out there in California. Which they one? Are representing.
Inglewood.
No, it ain't.
Compton.
Stockton.
No.
San Bernardino.
By the time Irvine. We go around, I
it'll come back, yeah.
Yeah, so shout out. We are represented in on the left coast like mad. So shout out to you.
Shout out West Side.
Shout out to all of our loyal listeners, man. Keep it pushing, 8 to 10 every Wednesday night, baby. You know how we do. Big O from Bankhead.
Hey, shout out to this young man here. He's got a bright future. Man, keep your head up no matter where you